The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
All of us at Exchange Bank are proud to live in a community like Atchison, in a county where patriotism is alive and well. It's what bonds citizens together, regardless of other distinctions. We are forever indebted to the men and women for protecting our life and liberty. We honor those who gave their lives for their country and have compassion for those who lost loved ones in the tragic events of September 11th. Exchange Bank and Trust, equal housing lender, member FDIC, proud to be American.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school football this evening here on Care Radio as ACCHS is playing host to Pleasant Ridge. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph Manning the dials. He's our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me to my left. Tom Counts here. And tell you what, Gus, great crowd coming out here. A little bit of a warm evening. It is so beautiful. Early season game here in September between a couple of pretty good teams coming in here tonight.
Yeah, we're going to walk away from this game, and one team will have lost their first of the season. As both teams come into today's contest 1-0. Last week, ACCHS was able to knock off Horton, and for Pleasant Ridge last week, a very close game with JCM, but they were able to come out with a victory themselves. So both teams at 1-0 on this early season, and hey, can't get any better than that, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty good start. The team captains are getting set to come out into the center of the field. We just had the playing of the national anthem of the Tiger Pep Band. We'll expect to be able to hear from them a little bit at halftime to entertain the crowd. And tell you what, you talk about a little bit of warm day, 84 degrees as we approach kickoff here. Feels more like 90 because of the 55% humidity here in Effingham. Pressure's low, 2981. Perfect. Severe, clear visibility. No chance of rain here. A little bit of a breeze out of the south. And tell you what, the sun is not going to be going down yet for another 45 minutes to an hour. So even though the lights are on, they will not really be taking much effect until then.
Full slate of games going on around the area. Sort of, right? There is one game going on tomorrow. Tonight, Oskaloosa over at Guy Galley Field. We'll have some updates from that game. Jackson Heights is traveling over to Horton tonight. And Valley Falls will be at JCN. Valley Heights will be at JCN. That game's going to be played tomorrow afternoon over in Winchester. Games around the Kansas City Atchison League sees Atchison traveling to Highland Park tonight. We'll try to get you some updates from that one. Sumner is at Washington, Pembroke Hill at Schlegel, Ruskin at Wyandotte. And you talk about Schlegel picking up Pembroke Hill. It's because Harmon has been out for a couple weeks.
Team captains out of the center of the field, and Gus, the Tigers started their season with a 45-7 win last week at Horton. Quarterback Bryson Lee, 7 of 8 passing. Tigers not going to throw the ball very much, it didn't look like. But those 7 completions for 151 yards and 4 touchdowns. Colton Myers, 11 carries, over 100 yards rushing. He got a couple of touchdowns. And Kyrian Corder, also 28 yards rushing and a TD. These two teams did not get to play last year. So Pleasant Ridge has a strong history against Atchison County. They have not lost to the Tigers since 2012. So a decade of W's. Atchison County would like to switch that up against the Rams here tonight in front of the home crowd.
ACCHS sporting a uniform that I can get on board with, right? How about that orange uniform out there tonight? They're going to go with orange tops, black pants, black hat, with the orange tiger paw on the side and white and black numerals and trim. For Pleasant Ridge, it is the traveling uniforms. They're going to be in their navy pants, white jerseys, navy hats. They're going to have navy and gold numerals and trim.
Gus, between us, we have seen a lot of football games played on this field. Have you ever seen it look prettier?
No.
It is absolutely fantastic. In the center for the logo, they've gone to the, I'm going to call it the Clemson paw. Is that
Clemson
fair to say?
Paw, yeah, straight up.
And so the field is absolutely spectacular condition. And we're looking forward to a big one here tonight. The Tigers will be receiving the football. They got the kick return unit out of the field to begin things here this evening. They're not going to go back particularly deep, settling in around maybe the 15-ish yard line. And Pleasant Ridge getting set to put a toe to it here this afternoon. Is it afternoon? It's early evening out, right?
Pre-evening.
Here's the advance of the ball. The boot is away. It is very short. Angling to the near side. They're going to be top by Nutman at the 32-yard line. Justin Vester comes straight up the middle. Crosses the 40. And for ACCHS, it'll be outstanding field position for their initial possession of tonight.
He fair catch that? He must have.
Well, I didn't see him make a fair catch indication. He reached up to get the ball, but I didn't think that he had reached up and made any kind of a fair catch indication. But the officials are going to say that he did. So for the Tigers, still great field position, but now it's going to be back at their own 33-yard line. KCCHS, a team that likes to run the football. Quarterback Bryson Lee, a 6-foot, 170-pound junior, is going to be set up, running back to his left, running back behind him. He'll turn, hand off, a little collision in the backfield, and the handoff is going to go to Kerryon Corder. He will go nowhere, maybe loses a couple of yards. It'll be a second down and a dozen for the Tigers. As mentioned, Atchison County in a really sharp, bright orange jersey, black helmets, black pants, and white lettering and trim. For Pleasant Ridge, it is their traditional white traveling jerseys with navy helmets, navy pants, and navy and gold lettering and trim. Second down, 12 at their own 31-yard line. Atchison County with a football. Second play of the ballgame. Single man to the backfield. Couple of double wings. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. He'll boot to the left side, 30. He's got room, 40. Up to the left side, 45, 50. Crossing midfield. It's a foot race. Bryson Lee down the left side, 30. Finally bumps out of bounds. He's at the 25-yard line. What a nice run on the boot left by Bryson Lee.
Keston Walker over there for Pleasant Ridge to make the stop and save what looked like going to be a touchdown for the Tigers, but they'll have it first and 10 at the 25. Good offensive possession to start this game for ACCHS.
ACCHS running into the middle of the line on the first play of the game. That time they sweep to the left. Great contained blocking on that outside. First and 10. Again, a single man to the backfield. Quarterback will hand off to his big, tall, lanky running back, Colton Myers, and a 6'3" junior will push forward for a couple of yards. Tigers looking now at a second down, 8 at the Ram 23-yard line. ACCHS taking plenty of time. There's no rush. Because if you like running games, and the clock is not running, if you like a running kind of an offense, why is it not running, by the way? Ought it not to be? It is a second down. They're going to make it a second down 9 call. Second down 9, Tigers at the 24.
The officials haven't even figured it out.
Nah, they're not worried about that. With a wing to the right, two receivers to the left, and Colt Myers in the backfield, Bryson Lee from the pistol takes it, drops it, picks it up, now will bounce to the left, cut back into the middle, and recovers the line of scrimmage, and maybe a couple of more yards down to the 22-yard line. That was a good job by Bryson. The ball kind of got away, and he was mishandled for a moment, but he kept his wits about him, focused on the ball. Devin Stutes for Pleasant Ridge makes a stop, and the Tigers, now because this is the problem for a running team, Tigers looking at a third down and about 8 here. Probably not a third down, 8 offense run it well. They're probably going to put it up for the first time tonight.
What does Coach Osborne say when you're playing a team that likes to run the ball like this? You got to get them behind the sticks. And right now, Pleasant Ridge has done a good job of that. And ACCHS looking at third and long, and You figure four down territory, so you don't have to pick it all up here.
Quarter and Brown are wide to the right. It's a wide side of the field. Quarterback's going to keep it. He'll try the right side. The same play he ran to the left a moment ago for big yardage. He'll take it to the right, go down to the 20-yard line. Tigers now, fourth down five, and I would anticipate they'll leave the offense out there.
Seth D. Moranville, the junior, in on the stop right there.
Bryson Lee taking plenty of time. Again, the Tigers are a very patient team as he walks to the near side. Gets the call from the coaching staff and is going to walk it back into the huddle. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County is taking the opening kickoff and moving it downfield. But now, faced with a fourth down five, they're at the Ram 20-yard line. Again, two receivers wide to the right side. Justin Vesser is going to be a wingman to the left. Myers behind Lee. Now the official is going to stop play, and we're going to get a timeout, Atchison County. We're taking our first break of the game, Joseph. 9:12 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless in Effingham.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
All right, let's see what the Tigers have come up with. Taking the timeout, it's a fourth down five at the 20. They're going to go with a little motion, a little jet sweep to the left side, and it goes for nothing. They ran the wide receiver from the right side all the way across to the left, and linebacker Keston Walker-Gush had that thing figured out from the onset.
Yeah, the problem with that play for ACCHS is it wasn't an option, so you've got to block Emil on that play or the end man on the line, and the problem was they left the end man and went to the second level, and in space, got to make that man miss. No go, and it'll be a turnover on down. What looked like a very promising possession for the Tigers.
So Pleasant Ridge will have its first opportunity with the ball, and they're going to hand off in the middle of the line. Coming in forward and lunging across the line of scrimmage, keeping his pallets across the 25. Very close to the 30-yard line goes Colton Potter. That was a nice run.
Justin Besser are going to get credit for the stop on the play right there for the Tigers. It'll bring up now a second and three on a 7-yard run off of first down. I thought the Hawks retake the lead.
Kansas, how'd they do that, man?
Telling you. Jayhawks versus the Chanticleers. Probably the best mascot matchup of the weekend.
We will keep you up to speed with games going on around the high schools around the area. And this, here's a sweep to the left side. Quarterback is going to keep it. Penalty marker sail as he gets to the edge and picks up one. But we've got a hold in that offensive line by Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, you're going to have a hold right as they tried to turn the corner, I believe, right there.
Quarterback Cooper buying, because I'm not sure I'm buying that it was a designed play to the outside. That marker's laying across the side. There's the hold call. I don't know that it was really designed for the quarterback to keep it. I think that it became just his best option as that thing unfolded.
So, with the penalty, I'll back them up, and they're going to be looking at a second and 13, give or take, for Pleasant Ridge.
Officials taking a time. A crew with whom, you know, as you and I looked at the guys out there, with whom I am personally unfamiliar, young crew out here tonight.
Fairly young crew. We were talking about that a little before the game that hadn't really seen these guys before, so.
It is now, with 7:50 to go in the opening quarter, a second down and we're going to call it about 14 for Pleasant Ridge. They're now back inside the 15-yard line. Long count quarterback takes a snap. Look at downfield. Goes over the middle. It's kind of bobbled. It's a wobbly pass and coming up short and incomplete. I'm going to tell you what. He was looking for Devin Stutes out there, and because a better thrown ball was caught because Stutes had gotten inside his defender and there was no one between the quarterback and him.
Yeah, he ran a great slam pattern and cut right across the face of his defender and over there trying to guard it. Matt Worley, the 6'2", 250-pound junior.
Now, it is a third down and long, third down at about 14 for Pleasant Ridge. Again, they are deep in their own end. Quarterback will hand off. They'll sweep to the left side, looking for the corner. Colton Potter, he may get a yard or two, but he's getting nowhere near the 14 that he needed. And we will be looking at our first punt of the evening. Tigers with outstanding pursuit to the defensive right side, to the far side of the field, as Atchison County is going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. And Kerryon Quarter is going to go back to retrieve the kick. Punting the ball will be Cooper Buying, and he's going to settle in around his own 10-yard line. And now, matter of fact, return man is going to move up closer to the 45-yard line, so Tigers expecting about a 30-yard punt out of this. Snap back is good. The boot is away. It is high, and it's not anywhere near that long. It is very, very short. Takes a big Pleasant Ridge bounce across the 40 to the 45 and down at the 46-yard line. So Atchison County will begin its second possession of the evening in Ram territory. It's first to 10, ACCHS at the Pleasant Ridge 46. 7:17 to go in the opening quarter, a scoreless ball game. Each team with a possession. Neither team able to put anything on the board yet, and so far, Gus, this game, with the exception of maybe two plays early, has been played entirely in the Pleasant Ridge half of the field.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the kick and, what, maybe two plays the Tigers have before they cross midfield on that long run, and most of it. Wow.
I didn't see that mark either.
Right over there on the sideline. Yeah. And so we are going to see a penalty against Pleasant Ridge, and we're going to tack it on at the end of the punt. So for the Tigers, I'm working out really nicely. Going to get it around the 31.
15-yard face mask penalty. And for Atchison County, this is outstanding field position. You guys, early in the ball game, you got to take advantage of field position like this. Then at the 31 to begin things.
Yeah, especially when the Tigers have already been down in this territory before. And so for Pleasant Ridge, again, they're looking to stiffen up the defense. For ACCHS, you're going to have to start getting outside the box a little more with your play calling.
Trent Kimmy is going to be your tight end. He'll settle over on the right side. We're going to have a wing to the right, two receivers to the left, and it's the shorter side of the field. Bryson Lee now takes a late look, and he's going to check this thing off at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to shift receivers now from the right to the left and go four in the pattern. First down, 10. Quarterback takes a one-handed grab of the ball, gets it over to the right side, in the hands of Quarter, breaks his first tackle, picks up yardage to the first down marker. 10 yards on the catch and carry, Kerryon Quarter.
Nice little boot pass right there for the Tigers. Taking the snap was Bryson Lee. Quickly sprint out to the right, kick it off into the flat to Quarter. And finally, Keston Walker able to make the stop on the play for Pleasant Ridge, but not before the Tigers able to pick up another first down.
Here's the beauty of that for Kerryon Quarter, and we talk about this a lot, make the first guy miss. And he did that. He got contact, was able to pull free, and then advance the ball downfield. Nice run.
Right now, Pleasant Ridge making a multitude of substitutions over there. Worried if they've even got 11 on.
It is the first and 10. Tigers at the Ram 20-yard line. Again, Myers behind Lee. The handoff is going to go to Myers. He'll go straight ahead, pushing and shoving. And there's nothing fancy about that. That was just straight downfield running. Tucker Heim makes the tackle after a 3-yard pickup. Tigers with a second down, 7. We're rolling along here, midpoint now of the opening quarter, a scoreless game. ACCHS threatening here, now down at the, we're going to call this the 17-yard line of Pleasant Ridge. A couple of NEKL teams coming together here this evening in week 2 of the Kansas high school football season. Receivers, 2 to the left, 1 wide, wide to the left. Right on the numbers on the far side. Quarterback takes a snap at the knees, back to throw, looking, going deep, got a man in the end zone, and overthrows it out the back. It is going to go incomplete. He had Justin Vester. He is a speedy, speedy receiver. Matter of fact, just about ran out of room down there. That was a longer pass than they had real estate.
Yeah, the problem was you ran in, so you had two guys deep, and you had a 9 on the inside guy, and on the outside guy, you could tell when he was out to the numbers that really the only pattern he could run was going to be a slant. So they dropped him in. The cornerback paused for a second on that slant. The 9 runs by, and when the 9 ran by, they just ran out of real estate in the back of the end zone.
So for the Tigers, it'll pick up a 3rd down and 7. Atchison County down to the 17-yard line. Again, a single man in the backfield for quarterback Bryson Lee. Back to throw. Flares one over to the left side. It's going to be caught in the backfield. Taken down to the 20, down to the 15. Breaks the tackle. He's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Bumps out of bounds along the near side at the 22, but will pick up 5 yards. And again, Devin Stutes, we've called his name a lot already this evening. Strong safety for Pleasant Ridge, pushing the receiver out of bounds. Tigers looking at another, Gus, another fourth down.
When the Tigers have thrown the ball tonight, it's been quick passes like that. We saw the boot pass early on, that time a little bubble screen off to the left side. I mean, the Tigers have been very effective with getting the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly.
Looking to pick up a fourth down. They're 0-for-1 at fourth downs this evening. The handoff goes to the big running back, and he will fall forward and pick it up, Colton Myers. And Gus, one of the many benefits of that 6'3" frame is you could fall forward and get those 2 yards.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Heim and Tucker Heim did a great job of coming up for Pleasant Ridge to make a quick hit. But you talk about that big frame, Colton Myers able to power forward at 6'3", 210, pick up the yardage necessary. Now the Tigers are looking at a first and goal just inside the 10. Looking for the clock to start.
Atchison County, they're winding down there on the field, but just having a little equipment difficulty here. First and goal. They're going to mark him down to the 9-yard line. Again, Quarter and Brown will go to the right side. Now they're going to swing out with Vester and Kimmy to the left. Bryson, long count, motion will go to the left side. A little pitch sweep will go to the 10, down to the 5, leaning to the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers! ACCHS is on the board at 5:15 to go in the opening quarter on a 9-yard pitch play to the left side.
Yeah, they're going to call that a little push pass right there for the Tigers. So it will be Bryson Lee with the touchdown pass to Kieran Quarter, and the Tigers are on the board.
So, guys, even if it's underhand, you get a touchdown pass out of this.
Yes, as long as it's in front of the quarterback, it is a pass.
The PAT for ACCHS coming up, and it'll be Kieran Quarter. They're going to put a toe to it. Little right-foot soccer-style kicker. Tigers have those penalty marker sales. Tigers have those painfully short 10-foot uprights. We're going to have a offside on the defense. And now they're going to move it halfway to the goal. And at the yard and a half mark, the Tigers are not going to kick. Yes, they're going to go for 2 now. So for ACCHS, the penalty is going to give them the opportunity to attempt a 2-point conversion. Here comes the play, and here comes the Tigers up to the line. Kimmy, wide to the right, slot right, Vester. Again, they go sideline to sideline. Quarter and Brown to the left. Lee with a long count. Drops the ball. It's on the ground, and the play is dead. Time out of the field. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter in Effingham, Kansas. It's Atchison County 6, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
For the ball game for Atchison County as ACCHS has gotten on the board. They lead 6-0 here at home this evening with 5:15 to play in the opening quarter. Great to have you along with us here this evening. High school football tonight on Care Radio, and then tomorrow. By this time, where we halftime?
Yeah, I
we better
so.
Be in the second quarter by now, right?
So.
Yes. The Benedictine Ravens will be in Nebraska, and we'll be with them. Peru State and BC, a 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night, pregame here on Care Radio at about 5:30-ish. And at halftime, we've got a great interview.
Bubba.
One Walton Pearl.
I will tell you, this box is about the size of our room's worth.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Here's the kick away. Bounding at the 20, picked up on a hop at a 15. Up the left side, here comes Ridge with a return. Nicely done, all the way to the 39-yard line, taking it up the left side. And Rams are going to have very nice field position to begin this, their second possession of the game.
Matt Worley on the dot for the EDHS Tigers. And for Pleasant Ridge, talked about it. They're going to have it out near midfield at the 40, and they've already called the play on the sidelines. They're able to break the huddle, come onto the field, and right up over the football.
Wide to the near side, that's Justin Johnson. For head coach Logan Fritz and Pleasant Ridge, they'll have a slot to the right. This team likes to throw, but this time they're going to go to the quarterback draw. 40, 45, 50, spins 360, goes into Tiger territory to the 47-yard line. That was a great 14-yard run.
Yeah, well, the problem is right now the Tigers are expecting Pleasant Ridge, I think, to throw a little bit. On the snap, the linebackers went into drops. And the quarterback just ran right underneath them. A nice run right there for Pleasant Ridge. They're quickly back over the football in Tiger territory.
And again, they go sideline to sideline. Receivers all over for Cooper Buying. This time he's going to hand off a little sweep to the left side. And in the hands of Colton Potter, he will advance the ball around the 45-yard line. Give him a couple of yards to make it three on the carry. Second down, seven.
Coming up to make the stop for ECCHS, you can have 15. Landon Brown, the senior.
Love this Pleasant Ridge offense because they waste no time. The Tigers stretch it all the way out to the limit. Pleasant Ridge does not even huddle. They're back up. And this time it's going to be the quarterback draw again. This time he's going to be stopped after about a four-yard gain down to the Atchison County 41. It will be a third and long three. Colton Myers with the Tiger tackle.
Is that a Hurricane shirt down on the track?
You like that? It's all about you.
Life is good in Tigerland.
Third down. I'm looking at the spot. They didn't give me quite the length I thought. We're going to make it a third down and four for Pleasant Ridge. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers in front, 6-0 here on their home field. Quarterback takes it. Again, they're going to run the same play. This time to the left side. And a great defensive play by Kieran Quarter, bringing down Colton Potter. He maybe got a yard. Pleasant Ridge has a fourth down three.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be a short yard if they do. And if you're Pleasant Ridge, you may be entertained punting this football away, right?
Here's the thing. Pleasant Ridge is confusing me. I came into the game expecting them to throw the ball a lot, and instead I've got nothing but sweep left and quarterback draw.
Yeah.
I mean, they have really fixed up the playbook, and they're going to go for it on fourth down. And it's going to be another quarterback draw ahead of the line of scrimmage. He will not get it. Give him a yard. He needed three, and the Tiger defense holds.
ACCHS doing a great job up front. The first guy in the mix can't pull the 6-foot junior. Able to plug up the gap and turn over Pleasant Ridge on the play.
ACCHS will have the football back. It'll be the third possession of the opening quarter. 2:40 to go in the first, 6-0. Atchison County and because these two teams are very, very different in the way they approach the game. It's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, the Tigers on their very first drive were able to get down to the 25 and then stall out a drive. Their second possession, able to score on a 9-yard pass from Bryson Lee to Kieran Quarter. And now, series number three, Tigers looking to get back on the board.
Quarterback will keep it, duck to the left side, get bulldogged, and Bryson Lee perhaps loses 1 yard on the carry. They go defensive end Tucker Heim. He is big and strong, and he did a nice job of playing off his block. Saw that one coming. And right now, I know we're in the opening quarter, still 2 minutes to go in it, but neither team has gotten very cute. Both teams are playing this thing really, really close to the vest. We have seen, halfway down page one of the playbook? I mean, we haven't even flipped the cover.
But a lot of base plays right now for both offenses, and I think right now they're just happy with it, right? 2 minutes left here in the first quarter, and we're looking at a 6-0 ball game.
Second down, 11, Atchison County at his own 39-yard line. Motion will go to the left side. They'll have three service. And now there's too much motion, and that's going to cost the Tigers 5 yards.
Yeah, the Centurion quarter in motion going from right to left. And then the running back just kind of fell forward. A couple guys in motion, and it'll be a penalty against ACCHS. Back them up a little bit. They're looking at a second and 16. Just inside the 35, they're going to mark this thing down at the 34-yard line.
Second down 16. Minute 40 to go here in the first. We mentioned that, you know, it's mid-80s here at game time, and they say the breeze is like 5 or 6 miles an hour. I'm looking for a tree or a leaf to rustle at all, and I'm getting none of it. The flags are just dangling. It is a very still and close evening. Second down and long. Quarterback is back, throwing deep. Got a man, overshoots him at the 30-yard line on the other end of the field.
That time he was looking deep down the field to Trenton Kimmy, the tight end at 6'1", 170, and just couldn't quite catch up with that football.
Trenton had his guy beaten a little bit, but Bryson had just a bit too much arm on that play. Well, that didn't help much.
That sounds about right, though.
Minute 15 to go in the opening quarter. Clock stopped on that incompletion. Here we go. At Morehill Mount Academy, at Guy Galley Field, Ravens lead 7-0 with just over 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. As they have, is Oskaloosa, yeah?
The Tigers will snap the ball, drop it. Now he'll just pick it up, tuck it under. He's at the 30, 35, to the 40, and drop down from behind. Bryson Lee with the run and the stop by Jack Heim. And they're going to mark this thing out at the 43-yard line.
Okay, well, Bryson Lee has picked up a lot of yardage. He has got great speed, good feet, gets downfield. And now for the Tigers. They're looking at a fourth down. We're going to see the first Atchison County punt of the game. It'll be kicked away by Trenton Kimmy. Return man, Evan Stutz for Pleasant Ridge at his own 25-yard line.
We've got a Pleasant Ridge player a little slow to get up right out there near midfield. So the officials are going to stop play for just a moment. Minute 06 left here in first quarter of play from Effingham, Kansas.
We'll try to keep you up to speed on other scores from other games around the area as they become available to us. Kansas is no longer in front, by the way, in their game early in the second quarter.
They are still covering the spread, if that's of interest to anybody.
Coastal Carolina hits the extra point to go up 14-9 on the Jayhawks. A lot of games going on around the area. Again, we talked about those a little bit. And Atchison's down at Highland Park, I guess. Don't really know for sure what's happening at Hummer tonight. You've got Pembroke Hill at Schlegel and Wyandotte hosting Ruskin. Oskaloosa, we mentioned it, MHMA, the Ravens leading in that one mid-opening quarter. Jackson Heights traveling over to Horton. And tomorrow, because you mentioned that, Valley Heights at Jeff North game. Tomorrow afternoon.
Rossville right now leading Rock Creek 3-0. You've also got Highland Park leading Atchison right now 6-0. So
Highland Park is...
Highland Park now 12-0.
Highland Park has had some struggles.
Having
lost, what, 50
in a row?
Yeah. So, see how that one all goes. They're going to wish they'd returned our calls. Tiger snap is down at the ankles, but picked up, and the kickaway is delightful. It is outstanding. It is high and hanging, and a fair catch is going to be made. And that was a wise call back there by Devin Stutz at the 23-yard line. First and 10 Rams at their own 23.
Yeah, that time it's Stutz was going for the ball. He looked up and saw Kieran Corder bearing down on him and said, you know what? Fair catch is not a bad idea. Right now, Chapman leads Holton 8-3. It's been a minute since you've been to Chapman.
It has been, and I'm okay with that. 1 minute to go, opening quarter here. ATCHS trying to get their 11th man out on the field. I'm counting up. Yep, they got 11, so we're good to go. Here comes Ridge. Cooper Buying is your quarterback. Takes a snap, drops back to throw. Looks left, throws to his running back coming out of the backfield. He's going to be hit as he tries to catch the edge, and Colton Potter cannot turn it upfield because he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's just about all she wrote for him. It'll bring up a second down, still about 10 for Pleasant Ridge.
Isn't that your favorite play, right? Flare one out to the flat.
Yeah, I love that play.
Go ahead and throw it down the field, right? Gain a little bit with the pass.
The only play I like more than that is the 5-yard pass on a 3rd and 6. Second down and 9. Now, quarterback bobbles a high snap, able to pull it back down, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, but's able to turn it up and pick up 5 to the 30-yard line. Tigers doing a nice job of coming up and making the stop, and that was Kieran Quarter with the tackle for Atchison County. It'll leave Ridge looking at a 3rd down and 5 as we return. We got a timeout on the field the first quarter in the book in Effingham. ACCHS 6, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Well, with a very hazy sky, but pretty much cloudless, and the sun beginning to set a little bit, we welcome you back here to Effingham, Kansas, where we're set to go to the second quarter, 6-0, Atchison County in front here tonight, and the crowd, a very, very nice crowd, Wentful Schools, well represented here this evening. Gus, coming out of the opening quarter, I alluded to it a little while ago, and I continue to believe it's true that I think both teams have played that first quarter very close to the vest. I think that we're going to see them open up and do a lot of things we have not seen yet before this one's done tonight.
Do you? Because right now I just feel like both teams are kind of holding it close to the vest and just waiting for the other team to make the first mistake.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think they're right now pretty okay with vanilla because it's working for both of these clubs.
Pleasant Ridge, 3rd down 5. Back to throw, Buying. Lots of time. Over the middle, has a man wide open and missed him at the 50-yard line. And I'm going to tell you what, Devin Stutes was 8 yards deep on his coverage, but penalty markers down and a pair of them now at the line of scrimmage. You expect a hold there. If it is a hold, the Tigers would probably decline that on a 3rd down incompletion. We'll see what this is all about. Two scores beginning to trickle in from around the area, and we'll keep you posted on them as they come in. Here's our call. Personal foul, Atchison County holding against Pleasant Ridge, offsetting penalties, and we will play 3rd down over again. So we're going to try it again on 3rd down and 5. And Pleasant Ridge, I tried that same play over again because, again, their receiver had gotten outstanding separation and was very, very open.
Coming into this ball game, we were told that we had seen maybe a little more passing out of Pleasant Ridge compared to what we're used to seeing out of them. And right now we just haven't seen that. And right there we saw our first taste of it.
QB takes a snap, hands off. They'll sweep to the right side, hit in the backfield, eluding the first guy. But the second and third are going to make the tackle. There will be a loss on the play. And again, Gus, Pleasant Ridge has basically run two plays tonight. the little quarterback straight ahead, and then that sweep to the outside. That went again into the hands of Potter. And the Tigers, I think the defensive ends, outside linebackers, are doing a great job of containing that play.
Yeah, the DNs are doing a great job of getting up, keeping the outside arm and leg free, and really trying to turn that play back into the middle. And right now, it's just not working for the Ridge offense.
Tigers back to return the punt. The boot is away. It is end over end, and it's going to bounce in front of quarter. He will let it go. It gets inside the 40 and stops right on the 35-yard line. So, again, very, very good field position for the ACCHS offense to come out of the field. 11:37 to go in the opening half. 6-0, Atchison County in front of Pleasant Ridge. We got Atchison County, we got Pleasant Ridge. They are in Effingham and Easton, just so that you, you know, geographically have an idea of where they're all at.
So Atchison County and Leavenworth County.
Atchison County and Leavenworth County. And that all said, what's it take to drive from one to the other? 25? No, probably
it's
35
probably,
minutes.
Yeah, it takes way longer than you think because there's no great way across, right?
No, there's no diagonal between the two. Here come the Tigers. Motion right. The pitch will go to the sweep man. He's hit from behind, and I'm telling you, fantastic speed by Devin Stutes. He saw that play coming. He came in, intercepted that runner, brought him down for a loss on the play. That was great defense.
Devin Stutes might be the fastest player on the field. Right? I mean, he came from the backside hash, covered the field, and made the tackle on the far sideline. I mean, that was a very impressive play by Devin Stutes coming downhill.
No question about it. And aiding him a little bit was the fact that he was never picked up. He had a straight shot across there and made that tackle. Tigers now at second and a dozen. Atchison County at his own 33-yard line. And again, we're reworking these same plays over and over again. Two to the left, two to the right. Lee takes a snap, bounces off his knee, picks it up, fires one in traffic, and is caught. Beautiful catch. 50 across midfield to the Ram 47-yard line. Fantastic catch by Landon Brown, and Justin Johnson makes the stop. Bryson Lee just rocketed that pass. That was a great throw.
Yeah, that time Justin Johnson, the backside cornerback, was reaching up. He went for the interception when he couldn't get it. He got burnt on the play, was able to turn around, make the tackle, but not before the Tigers were able to get back into Ridge territory. And right now, ECCHS has made a living on this side of the field.
If you're a person who likes the time of possession statistic, I'm not that guy because I think it's one of the great fallacies in football, but the Tigers have dominated the time of possession. Here's a little QB draw by Bryson Lee. No gain. Going to bring up a second down and 10. Tucker Heim, defensive end for Pleasant Ridge with the stop on the play. And again, the Tigers go back to the well of either the quarterback and straight ahead run or the sweep to the outside in the hands of Colton Myers.
Yeah, right now, head coach Alex Thornburg just kind of staying on the first two pages of the playbook and been pretty safe on it.
Landon Brown is going to be the wide to the left. Quarter slot, wide right, Kimmy. Besser slot. Second down, 10, ACCHS. Now we're going to have a big straight-ahead run. Here's Colton Myers, 40, down to the 30-yard line. That was a nice 17-yard burst. And instead of the quarterback running straight ahead, this time they gave it to the running back, Noah Stephen Morgan, out of the free safety spot. May have just saved a score right there.
Yeah, Stephen Morgan did a great job of just being able to take the pegs out from Colton Myers. But a great job by Myers just lowering his head, pushing by that first wave of defense, and there was really nothing behind it. Tigers with a big game, looking at first and 10 at the 30.
And this is about as quickly as we've seen Atchison County get back to the line of scrimmage. It is first and 10, ACCHS at the 30 of Pleasant Ridge. QB will keep it, boot right, push a defender, just running him backward, and ends up with 8 yards. Gus, that was a power run, but a quarterback, he just put his shoulder right in the middle of the linebacker and drove him back.
What did they say, low man wins? And right there, that's exactly what Bryson Lee was. Yeah, low and was able to keep his legs driving, push through the defender. It'll bring up now a second and 3 for the Tiger offense.
Now, if I knew somebody who was, like, very knowledgeable about physics and things, I would ask him, you know, what the properties of that low man winning might be. But I suppose there's a theorem that's involved here that would make that accurate. 8:45 to go here in the opening half. Tigers moving to football, second down 3. Quarterback will hand off this time straight ahead and into the line and dragging defenders. Myers showing tremendous desire on that run is very close to the first down.
That time coming up, making the stop for Pleasant Ridge, number 22, Anthony Lawson, a senior.
They will say he's perhaps the length of the football short of the first down. He had to get to the 20-yard line, and the football is just short of that. Packers with a third down right here, and again, they'll go back to bringing the play in from the coaching staff along the near sideline. Atchison County suiting up 24 athletes tonight. Little tally, 28 players in uniform for Pleasant Ridge. Again, Atchison County will put four in the pattern. Here's Bryson Lee. Takes a snap at the waist, keeps it, now turns up outside, picks up the first down, and again, drives defenders ahead of him, picks up yardage inside the 15, giving the 13-yard line.
They list Bryson Lee at 6'1" in the program, but he's running the ball like he's 5'8", right? I mean, that low center of gravity, he's just getting underneath all these defenders and being able to pick up the yardage necessary. Great play right there.
Ridge defensive coaches have just got to be going, gosh, thanks, guys. Get him at the ankles, okay. Make that tackle. You can't grab him at the shoulder pads. And Tigers are making him pay. Bryson Lee picking up that first down. Atchison County inside the 15-yard line. It's first and 10. Tigers will lead 6-0. Quarterback will keep it. Here's a pitch. Took up to the outside. Hit in the backfield. And falling forward, ultimately with positive yardage on the carry, is going to be Kerryon Quarter. And again, Tigers right now are just showing some awe of strength. That was Wyatt Schwinn with the stop for Pleasant Ridge. Because as much as anything, you look at this and you say, ACCHS is a team they're strong. I mean, physically, you have great power.
Yeah, Tigers, obviously. Short people, yeah, well, watch it. Yeah, you can tell the Tigers have done really well in the weight room. I mean, they are out right now and just being able to push right through this Pleasant Ridge defense. And now, 6:37 left here in the first half of play. Tigers up 6-0, but driving.
They're at the 13-yard line. Handoff right side, spinning and twisting and angling to the right. It's going to be Colton Myers. He'll take it down to the 11, picking up a couple of yards. It is a 2nd and 8.
Lucas Fine on the stop right there for Pleasant Ridge. It's going to bring up now a 3rd down for the Tiger offense, and now they're looking at a 3rd and 8.
Tigers huddling up around the 20-yard line. Crowd has not been too rowdy. We're going to get a timeout. Yep, ACCHS taking a break. Joseph, so shall we. It comes at 6:03 to go in the half. Tigers 6, Rams nothing.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Love to see those offensive linemen, Gus, being the first guys out of that huddle. They're coming up over the football. They want to get after it. First guy out there for the Tigers was left guard Tyler McGray. Big guy, 6 foot, 215. And here comes ACCHS. Tigers with a 3rd down, 7, just outside the 10-yard line. Quarterback. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. He's got his man. Touchdown, Tigers. Kerryon Quarter from 13 yards away. Quarter from Bryson Lee. And Atchison County doubled its lead.
Great job right there by quarterback Bryson Lee. He caught Kerryon Quarter on a little bit of a slant pattern in the back of the end zone for his 2nd touchdown pass of the evening.
And now for the Tigers. You go for 2, you think?
get you back to a football score.
Yeah, you're 12-0 Atchison County, waiting for the point after. And it certainly looks like they are leaving the offense out of the field. We'll see what they've got. Tigers looking to go to 14 here. Huddled up around the 10-yard line, and they're going to come out. And Atchison County will be going for two. Same alignment that we're typically seeing. Two left, two right. One running back. From the pistol, here's Bryson Lee, waiting for the snap. Takes it, keeps it, cuts right, puts his head down, and he is short, and we have a timeout. 5:58 to go, opening half. Atchison County, 12, Pleasant Ridge scoreless.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msc-sports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
ACCHS has put together now a 2-touchdown lead, 12-0 over Pleasant Ridge, just about halfway through the second quarter. Welcome back, everybody, to Effingham, Kansas. Getting a little darker outside. The light's really becoming a noticeable out on the field. And Atchison County getting set to kick it away. Pleasant Ridge, the return guys, Gus, have dropped deeper than they have been through the course of the evening. As they're now down inside the 15, between the 15 and the 10-yard line, duo of return men for the Rams. Pleasant Ridge and Atchison County both coming into the ballgame at 1-0 in the young season. And here's the Tiger kick. End over end, angling to the near side, bounce at the 20, picked up at the 15-yard line, cutting all the way across the field, taking it to the right side of the 25, hit and down at the 30-yard line. What a nice defensive play for ACCHS. Bringing it down for the Tigers, Justin Vester. He played off his block out there, and he was just one-on-one with that ball carrier.
So for Pleasant Ridge, looking to get their offense going tonight, right? They've just really struggled trying to get a rhythm on the offensive side of things.
First and 10. See if Pleasant Ridge starts putting the ball up maybe a little bit more, finding themselves down by a couple of scores. QB's going to hand off, runs into the running back, keeps it himself, and he's going to be hit and dropped for the loss of a couple of yards. There was a collision in the backfield between running back and quarterback, and tell you what, who took advantage of that? That was old Carter Page back there. He saw that and made a stop.
Yeah, Carter Page doing a great job busting through there, able to make the stop. A TFL on the play. It'll bring up a second and 11.
Just short of their own 20-yard line, Pleasant Ridge. Left side. They'll bring a single receiver. Two to the right. And now a long look at the coaching staff. Back up over the football, and they'll come quarterback Cooper Buying. Straight back. Looks right. Throws right. Quickly. Has a man wide open, and the pass is short and incomplete.
Really had two guys running about the same route.
Yeah, there was something wrong with at least one of those routes. You don't have both receivers within handshake distance like that.
Yeah, that time he could have thrown it to either receiver out there, but it fell right in between the two of them, and incomplete pass will bring up now a third down for Pleasant Ridge offense.
And as they have done through the course of the evening, the Rams very, very quickly back to the line of scrimmage. We're inside 5 minutes ago in the opening half. 12-0, Atchison County. QB's back. Lots of time. Now throws. Now deep. It's picked and dropped at the 50. in the hands of the defensive back, and then Matt Worley could not quite get it hauled down. He's back there with Kurian Quarter. Both shot at that pass. It goes incomplete, and now we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout, and Joseph, we're going to take a quick break. 4:50 to go. We're in the opening half. It remains Tigers 12, Rams nothing.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh fit choices, signature wraps, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, as we return, Pleasant Ridge set to punt the football away, and there's the kick. It is high and away from the return man, bouncing kind of parallel to the yard markers, and will be down at the Atchison County 46-yard line. Another great spot to begin a series, Gus, for ACCHS.
Yeah, I mean, ACCHS has basically played this game in Pleasant Ridge territory, right? I mean, they've been great on the offensive side of the ball, getting the ball down the field, but only two scores to this point. Both of them passes from Bryson Lee to Kurian Quarter. The first one a 9, the second one a 13-yarder, and the Tigers leading 12-0 with 4:46 left here in the first half of play.
There are games around the area which have gotten to halftime already. We'll report on some of those, but right now, first to 10 Atchison County. Again, at their own 45-yard line. A straight-ahead run, and look at him go. At the 45, 50, 45, running over defenders, 30, down to the 40, and finally down at the 38-yard line goes Colton Myers. Gus, you've got to love a run when the guy goes straight at the goalpost.
Ted D. Moranville saved another touchdown right there. ACCHS has been running the ball effectively, and they run just straight downhill, right? Not a whole lot of motion, trying to get outside the tackle box. No, they're just running straight downhill. Base plays, and right there, a nice one for the Tigers. They are going to get this thing down inside the 40.
And we're going to hang on to it right here. Pleasant Ridge calling a timeout because I got an idea. Coach Thornburg, not real happy with that effort for the defense on that last play, and so he's going to have a word with them. It'll give us a chance to share some of these halftime scores around the area with you. How about this? Hiawatha leads Perry at halftime 14-7. So the Redhawks having a nice first half against a team that's been in the state title game for the last 2 years. Holton has come from behind to take an intermission lead over Chapman at 10-8. And early second quarter, Nemaha Central, I'm trying to remember who the Thunder was playing tonight. Nemaha Central in the second quarter leads 42-0. So we have a much better game going on right here. 12-0 Atchison County in front of Pleasant Ridge here tonight. Benedictine coming up tomorrow here on Gear Radio. A night game for the Ravens. 6 o'clock kickoff.
Last one of the year?
Yes.
Last one of the regular season.
Last one
of the year.
Yes, yes. We had one in week one and one here in week three, and the rest of them are going to be 1 o'clock games from here on out after tomorrow. After that timeout, here come the Tigers, first and 10, and the defense shoots offside. Were they enticed? No. Encroachment defense.
Thank you, Joseph.
Is that it, Royal Valley?
Yes, Royal Valley and Nemaha Central. So Nemaha Central leads Royal Valley 42-0 at the half. So Joseph's on things. I was faster than Google.
In the old days, Royal Valley, when they had the Tata, is that right? The Tata brothers that were playing down there, they were really, really good, if I recall. They were very good. Here's the Tigers. Sweep to the right side, to the 30, to the 20. Bumped out of bounds, all the way down to the, they're going to mark them down to the 16-yard line. A great run to the right side by Lee. Keston Walker pushed him out, and the Tigers moving the football with 4.5 to go in the half. Already with a 2-touchdown lead, ACCHS looking to add to that. I guess when you start moving the ball and start doing some of the things, you start feeling a little bit better and a little different than the Tigers have some spring in their step right now. Here comes Atchison County. It is 1st and 10 Tigers just inside the 15-yard line. Penalty markers all over. We've got some motion going on out there. So that will cost ACCHS a little yardage. They're going to get 1st down over again. 4 minutes to go in the half. Once more, Bryson Lee walks over. It's all a matter of taste and what you like. If you like to see a team that is just, you know, oriented with clock control and possession control, you got to like the way Atchison County handles themselves here because they are very, very patient. Here come the Tigers. It is now 1st and 15, just inside the 20. Snap back, quick pass to the left side. It's going to go incomplete. And here's the deal, guys. That pass was thrown quickly, and Devin Stutz defending it, looking for Kieran Quarter. But the problem was Lucas Spying. He had a beat drawn on Bryson Lee, unblocked, and he was coming at him, and Bryson had to get rid of that ball.
Yeah, so it was a quick pass. Got it over there a little high. Quarter is now going to check out of the ball game after that big hit by Devin Stutz. And I think for just a second, Quarter is going to have to just take a breather.
2nd down, 15. ACCHS, 3.5 to go here in the 1st half. Tigers back down to the 20-yard line. Quarterback will keep it. This has been their bread and butter play, but he'll break a tackle. Now another one and get bumped out of bounds short of the 15-yard line. Pleasant Ridge had clearly analyzed and diagnosed that play. They knew what was coming, but still Bryson Lee made the first two guys miss him and was able to pick up 3 or 4 yards, leaving his team now with a long, long situation. 3rd down, and let's call it a dozen. 3rd and 12, ACCHS, just short of the 15-yard line, deep in Ram territory. And here come the Tigers once again. That's just kind of likes to run a little clock, but they keep going out of bounds, keep stopping the clock. Here's a quarterback again, the same play to the right side. He's down to the 10, down to the 5, and Gus May have the 1st down. They're going to mark him just inside the 5-yard line, and it's going to be really, really close here.
Yeah, it's going to be at the 4. I believe you're going to have a 1st and goal. Oh, wow, they're going to give him back to the 5-yard line, so it will be a 4th down, and roll the clock.
Tigers looking at a 4th and 1 at the Ram 5. They have a 2-touchdown lead right now, and not seeing any move to kick this football. They've got a timeout to take. If they elect to do that, they're going to do it.
One more left, so.
Both teams have used all of their timeouts here in the 1st half, keeping things moving along here. Coastal Carolina continues to lead Kansas with a little over 2 minutes to go in the half.
They're about to punch another one in.
Yeah, they're down there inside the 5-yard line, 21-9. CC leading KU. Change that. Make that about 27-9.
So the Tigers utilizing their timeout right there, looking at a 4th and 1, but you got to think that as much success as Colton Myers has had running the ball just straight ahead tonight, it's probably a call right here, correct?
Yeah, whatever it is, it's going to be Bryson sweeping to the outside or Colton going straight ahead. They're not throwing the ball around. That has not been their bread and butter. And right now, if you're the Tigers, the only thing that you're going to be talking about at halftime, I think the thing that you're going to have to clean up, seems like sometimes the snaps back to the center, from center to quarterback. He's having a little trouble getting a handle on them. I don't know if they're a little high, a little low, or whatever, but they might work on that. We're just happy to be bringing you high school football tonight here on CAIR Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton Atchison. All right. Tigers coming out of the field. Pleasant Ridge coming back on defense. Here's your situation. Down to the 5-yard line. ACCHM leading a 12-0 as a 4th-and-1 deep in Pleasant Ridge territory. Tigers have utilized the timeout. Let's see what they've come up with now. They've schemed something on the near side. QB takes it, drops it. It's on the ground. He picks it up. He's going to lose a couple of yards. That's not what they sketched up, Gus. I mean, I don't know what they were drawing up. That wasn't it.
Yeah, it's a lot like the two-point conversion they had early on after their very first touchdown where the snap came back to the quarterback low, and when he had to go down to get it, the play really blew up. So a turnover on downs right there for ACCHS, and Pleasant Ridge will start this possession at their own, let's call it the 8.
Okay, now the officials are stopping to play for a moment, and we're going to get things set up. If I'm Pleasant Ridge, I'm down 12-0. I got a little under 3 minutes to go in the half. I'm around my own 5-yard line. Am I looking to just get to halftime? And do I just want to pick up a first down? Tigers have no timeouts, I don't think, left. Do I just want a first down and get her to the locker room and circle the wagons up a little bit?
Yeah, at 3 minutes now, you are going to get the ball to start the second half. So, I mean, quite honestly, you could probably come out and throw this thing a little bit because you had some routes where your guys were open. The quarterback just struggled to get it there. So right now for Pleasant Ridge, feel like you've got to at least a halftime address, getting the ball out of the quarterback's hand a little faster.
Well, Pleasant Ridge is already out, and they're out over the football. The Tigers are still huddled up along the near sideline. Ridge has it 1st and 10. I'm going to call this a 7-yard line. What do you say? Is that fair enough? Well, I guess. Whatever it is, they got a long. There's nothing in the playbook you can't call from here. There's nothing that is designed too long. And with that in mind, the Tigers have got Kieran Quarterplay in center field back in the defensive secondary. Quarterback takes the snap, standing in the end zone, drops back, flares one. Right side taken to the goal line, up the right side to the 5, angling to the near far side at the 10, and dashing out of bounds. Short of the first down, but that was a nice little catch and carry, and Pleasant Ridge is going to pick up about 7 or 8.
One of your favorite plays, right?
Yeah.
Run that quick screen off to the side. Yep. Pick up some yardage. Get out of the shadow of your own end zone. And for Pleasant Ridge, got the clock under 3 at 2:44.
Yeah, and with that, yeah, you give yourself a little room should you have to pump the ball away. Get what you can get, and then get out of bounds. Don't waste any time. Here's a run to the left side. Breaks a no tackle. Looking for the edge. Oh, that was a great individual tackle. And then a bit of an alligator roll at the end by Ty Crossland. They're going to stop the clock for a moment to advance the chains and wind her back up again. It is a 1st and 10 Pleasant Ridge. They're at their own, what is it, about a 19-yard line. 2:22 to go in the half. Cooper Buying done a great job.
Quarterback draw?
That kind of a job. Buying is back. Feeling the heat. Gets it away. He held it to the last moment in the pass over to the right side. Bouncing off a defender, but not off of the second and third. Is bouncing.
Oh,
now the Tigers pick up the ball. It was on the ground. Is that going to be a touchdown? It is. Atchison County picks up the ball off the ground. And Kieran Quarter scoops and scores. Quarter. Somehow, as the running back was dancing around, trying to bend a little bit of daylight, the ball got pulled out, and he is able to pick it up and take it in, and lightning has struck here. With 2:03 to go in the half, Atchison County now leading it 18-0. Now for ACCHS, I suppose if you've got a kicking game, you just go ahead and kick it at this point. At 18.
Well,
I don't know if they do.
Okay, so here's your problem. Like, not really sure about the kicking game. You've struggled on PATs all night going for two. So, yeah, flip a quarter, right?
We got Bryson Lee out on the field, stepping in his quarterback spot. So, the Tigers will go for two. Myers behind Lee. Two-point conversion. QB keeps it, bounces right, and this time, does he get in? He does. He just gets across. The two-point conversion is good. And we'll take it a break at 2:03 to go in the half, and Atchison County has extended its lead. Tigers 20, Rams nothing.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Good to have you back with us, Gus. I think that we continue to hold the magic for finishing games in the state of Kansas, and I think we can include the Mountain Time Zone game in Goodland tonight, because we, as it's well after 8 o'clock, still have 2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
But we probably could be at halftime if the clock kept rolling.
Yeah, this game is almost an hour 10 old, and Tigers have got to tee this thing up and kick it away to Pleasant Ridge. For the Rams, they just need a little something good to happen before halftime to get into the locker room. Not necessarily even to score, but just to get some good vibes happening. ACCHS has been the dominant team in this game. You talked about it. The bulk of the game, almost the entirety of the game, has been played on Ram territory. Here comes the kick. It's a pooch kick. Tigers are going to go for the onside kick, and it was caught by an up man. Wow. So the kick was fielded up short by Lucas Buying. And ACCHS, was that a design play?
Yeah, must have been.
It looked like it was.
You kicked it high, you kicked it short. You were hoping maybe to get the ball back. But what you did was give the ball to Pleasant Ridge out near midfield and still 2 minutes of clock. But your defense has held Pleasant Ridge really all night, so probably not as upset about that.
Tigers going basically, 43 defense, quarterback is back. Rolling right, throws right, and it's way short. His intended receiver came back and made a headlong dive for the ball, but unable to get to it. Great effort by Devin Stutes with that pass well short, second down. Minute 55 to go yet, opening half.
And that's kind of been the story right now for Pleasant Ridge. When they throw the ball, the quarterback has been just a little short on most of these passes, so maybe you need to start running some more intermediate routes versus just sending everybody on goes.
I get the Tigers. Is that what you call that, cover one? Quarterback is straight back. Fires one over the middle and incomplete. Intended receiver leaping high in the air. Was hit at the apex of his leap and taking a moment to gather himself. And now climbing to his feet and coming up looking fine is Justin Johnson, the intended receiver there.
But with a couple quick passes, now only taking about 10 seconds off the clock, it will be a 3rd and 10 for this Pleasant Ridge offense.
Taking the double-edged sword of the pass-oriented offense. 3rd down 10. Quarterback Buying will keep it. Boot right, rolling it out, throws late, and again, it's way short in the ground, about 2 or 3 yards short of the feet of the intended receiver around the first down stick, and Pleasant Ridge is just about going to have to pump this away, aren't they? And again, they've stopped the clock, and Gus, from the point of the touchdown, which was at, 2:03, we have taken, 18 seconds? They've run 3 plays in 18 seconds.
The problem for ACCHS right now is going to be that they're going to get this football back in decent field position, depending on this punt, but they're going to have no timeouts left.
All right. Pleasant Ridge has a full complement of players. A snap back and roll to the punter. His kick is high and short and going to land at the 30, take a ram bounce, and down to the 26-yard line. Packers are going to have it for the minute and a half to go in the half, and Gus for Atchison, they can score from here in this amount of time. But again, I think there can be no timeouts left for either team.
Yeah, I know for sure ACCHS is out of timeouts. For Pleasant Ridge, yeah, I was going to say, I figured for them at least two. Because the Tigers called that timeout on the very first possession of the game, which set them behind a little bit there.
Here comes Atchison County. Quarterback, it's Bryson Lee stepping up here. Colton Myers, been your running back tonight, done a great job. Markers are all over the place as the straight-ahead run will go for 5 yards, but I think it's all coming back.
And I think right now the Tigers kind of look like they're just okay getting to half as well.
We'll wait and see what this penalty is about as the officials are going to confirm down at the 30-yard line. Minute 27 to go before halftime here. And now the officials, not sure who they're talking to. They're looking over at the far side toward the Pleasant Ridge coaching staff on the sideline over there. And we'll get the indication in illegal participation against Pleasant Ridge. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I count 11, at least 11 now out there for them. But the illegal participation is going to be a very costly penalty. Taking that ball for the Tigers all the way up to the Atchison County 45-yard line. So ACCHS has a minute 27 to go 55 yards and get once again into the end zone. Here comes Atchison County. Quarterback Bryson Lee. Settles in. Again, the snap right between the wickets. He runs back, picks it up, hit, and slung to the ground. Was that a pass or is that a fumble? That's an intentional grounding. Yep. Bryson Lee got back there. He was about to be thrown to the ground in the grasp of the defender. And as he was going down, he reaches out and kind of like throws the ball, and it goes down to the sideline. And that will be an intentional grounding call back there. It will cost the Tigers yardage and a down.
Yeah, so you're going to say, well, but he was outside the pocket. He was outside the pocket, but the ball just didn't cross the line of scrimmage. Therefore, it's going to cost them the penalty and the loss of down. It'll bring up a second down for the Tigers at the 30 yard.
It's all the way back now to the ACCHS 30-yard line with 79 seconds to go in the opening half that just doesn't want to quit here tonight. This one has gone on.
Fans getting their money's worth tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Second down, 25. Straight ahead run. The ball is on the ground, and Lee picks it up, and he is going to be tackled at the 30-yard line. The handoff for Bryson Lee went to running back Colton Myers. It was stripped out of his hands. The ball lay on the ground. No one was around it. Bryson Lee was the first guy there, scooped it up, and was able to advance the ball back to the original line of scrimmage, third and 25.
Tigers lucky to retain possession on that play.
Yeah, no question. That could have gone the other way.
And so for ACCHS on this play, I think, don't you just go ahead and milk it down as far as you can, take the snap, kneel on it, and get to the break?
Maybe. We're down at half a minute to go, so they would only have to do that one time here and run the clock out. We'll see what they do, but certainly they're spread it. There we go. They're going to the victory formation, taking a knee, and that's going to take us a halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Intermission in Effingham. Atchison County 20, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at msesports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey, welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. It's halftime of tonight's high school football game on Kit Radio and here at intermission, the home team, ACCHS, out in front of Pleasant Ridge, 20-0. Joseph is our producer and our engineer. He's working it all back at the Kit Radio Sports Studio. Gus Couts with me and Tom Couts. Gus, interesting first half. When it's all said and done, Tigers just played pretty well.
Yeah, the Tigers did a lot of things. There we go. Yeah, Texas did a lot of things well in the first half. They had a turnover that they were able to turn into a 20-yard scoop and score. They had a couple touchdown passes, but you know what the Tigers did best in the first half? They played this game on the Pleasant Ridge side of the field. And for Pleasant Ridge, I think at the half, you're going to go into the locker room and say, we can't win this game unless we can flip the field and start getting into Tiger territory. But ACCHS has played a pretty flawless game to this point.
Yeah. Was there really ever a moment that if you're Pleasant Ridge, you thought, okay, I'm in a pretty good spot here and I'm going to be able to score?
No.
Not really.
No, I mean, and that's been kind of their problem tonight. They've struggled to find, oh, Johnny's still in the first half, so we're going to maybe beat him. Maybe. Fingers crossed. But yeah, right now, if you're Pleasant Ridge, you're going to go to the locker room and you're going to have to talk about a lot of things. I think you're going to have to look for more boot passes, get the quarterback outside the pocket, and try to get him on quick passes, something into the flat, short stuff screens. Also, maybe draws, right? A drop back, get the linebackers on their heels, and then hit them with a draw. You're going to have to do quick plays like that to get at this ACCHS defense. But for the Tigers, again, it's more of the same in the second half.
No question about it. Tell you what, the Tiger dance troupe is entertaining the very nice crowd. Both teams very well represented by fans here this evening. It's always great to see that. And we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll come back bringing you the second half of tonight's game live here on Kit Radio. But right now with our halftime score in Effingham, ACCHS 20, Pleasant Ridge nothing. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio because, of course, he's got your halftime.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Pleasant Ridge at ACCHS Hot Saturday Night Football. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Coming up tomorrow, we will actually have Saturday Night Football as Benedictine College is on the road taking on Peru State. Here in the Friday Night Games, I've got the scores to follow in just a couple of minutes. I did want to mention that coming up next week, next Friday night on the schedule right now, we've got Mar Hill Mount Academy at Pleasant Ridge playing in Easton, Kansas. And then next Saturday, we'll have Benedictine Raven action as they play host to Clark.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores as I have them. At the half, it's Bennington at 22 points over Washington County, 14. Hiawatha is leading Perry LeCompton at the half, 14-7. Royal Valley is being dominated by Nemaha Central, with Nemaha Central sitting at 49 points to Royal Valley 0. In the Chapman-Holton game, it is Holton 10 to Chapman 8. Clay Center is leading Jeff West 37-0. Troy is leading Centralia 12-7. On top, it's Bishop LeBlanc over Donovan West with 30 points to Donovan West 28. Clifton Clyde is leading Little River. Little River is leading Clifton Clyde 8-6. In the Axtell Blue Valley game, it's that last report. Axtell 38, Blue Valley 0. In the last report that I've got from the Mar Hill Oskaloosa game, Mar Hill was on top 7-0. ACCH in this game is leading Pleasant Ridge 20-0. In the Highland Park Atchison game, the last reported score that I've got is Highland Park 24, Atchison 14. And in the Valley Falls Cornerstone game, it is Valley Falls 38, Cornerstone 6.
All of us at Exchange Bank are proud to live in a community like Atchison, in a county where patriotism is alive and well. It's what bonds citizens together, regardless of other distinctions. We are forever indebted to the men and women for protecting our life and liberty. We honor those who gave their lives for their country and have compassion for those who lost loved ones in the tragic events of September 11th. Exchange Bank and Trust, equal housing lender, member FDIC, proud to be American.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Again, looking at the Care Country sports schedule, join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. as the Benedictine Ravens will be taking on Peru State. Tune in a little bit early, surely by 5:30, to get all of that pregame show. Then, next week, on Thursday night, we'll have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Radio studios and airs immediately following the 5 p.m. news reports on Thursday night. Friday brings us back to high school football as we'll have Mar Hill Mount Academy at Pleasant Ridge in Easton, Kansas with Tom and Gus Kautz on the call. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the Weather Eye forecast.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 66. South winds at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 93. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 72. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to 66 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 76.6 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now. We've got calm conditions with zero wind recording up at the Boys and Girls Club of Atchison. It's 79% humidity. The barometric pressure is steady at 28.87 inches of mercury. The dew point is 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature is 84 degrees. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust. That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, welcome back. Tiger Stadium here on the campus of Atchison County Community High School in Effingham, Kansas. Halftime of this Northeast Kansas League game finds the homestanding Tigers out in front, 20-0 over Pleasant Ridge. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producer, engineer in the CARE studio tonight. Gus Couts with me here, Tom Couts, and Gus outside chatting with some of the crowd, enjoying a tremendous night out. And you know, a lot of people are going, oh, those Tigers looked really good in the first half, and they're right, they did.
Yeah, the Tigers looked great in the first half, right? Able to put up 20 points. I think that if you look back and you're trying to draw something and say, what could you improve on in the second half? Maybe your 2-point conversion, right? That was
right.
About the only thing, and they were 1-for-3 on those, but that was about the only thing that they were going to look back and say, wish we could have done that better. They've taken care of the football pretty well in the first half. They've turned over Pleasant Ridge. They have a scoop and score. I mean, so many positives right now for the Tigers here at the break.
Okay. So now let's flip it over to the other side. And you're over there with Coach Fritz and Pleasant Ridge. What does this Ridge team need to do in the second half if they're going to make themselves a part of this? Start moving the football a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to base down the offense a little bit and just find about 3 plays to really work for you, right? And they've had some of those passes there, but they've just proved that they can't get them out there to them. So I think you're going to take most of the longer passes out of the playbook, and you're just going to pare this thing down to some screens, some draws, some quick runs, and just try to get some first downs. Right, you put together a couple first downs, you put together a good drive, and then maybe it turns into points at the end, but you've got to do something to keep the ball away from ACCHS, who has had the ball a majority of this game.
So first things first, you got to get some points on the board, right? You're trailing at 20-0. You can't win if you don't score.
Yeah, but I think that really you probably just build on a good drive. And if you can start to put together a good drive, the points will happen.
Looking forward to some good football tomorrow afternoon here on, or evening rather, here on CARE Radio as the Benedict and Ravens are going to be on the road. We'll be with them in Peru, Nebraska, a 6:00 kickoff pregame here on CARE at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. And our halftime where the now guest, Walton, you can call him Bubba Pearl. Fabulous lineman for Benedict and is just about a great and cool guy as you're going to know.
Yeah, everybody loves Walton. So I actually haven't even heard this interview, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. Walton was a center for so many years and just entrenched in that offensive line and just an all-around great guy.
Yeah, out of Park Hill.
Park Hill South? So, let's just call him a KC area kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
That just cast a wide net, okay?
And, of course, before the ball game, we'll be having a conversation with head coach Joel Osborne, getting his reflections on last week's game and then looking forward to the game tomorrow. So we'll have all of that again. Benedictine football tomorrow here on CARE. 2 teams are huddled up around their respective coaching staffs. We're about ready to get underway with the third quarter. And as you mentioned, for Pleasant Ridge, it starts right now. You're going to get the ball to begin the second half.
Yeah, the Tigers won the toss, if you remember back, and they elected to take the ball to start the game. So, for Pleasant Ridge, they're going to put their offense, well, the kick return unit out, and then their ensuing offense, and Cooper Bain at the quarterback. Got to get something going.
Tigers in those, and I'm trying to pick out, that orange is too dark an orange for Tennessee. It's not exactly an Oklahoma State orange, but it's closer to that.
I would say that's more of an Oklahoma State.
Would you call it that?
Yeah.
Okay. Orange jerseys, black helmets, black pants, white lettering and trim, and
with the Clemson paw print.
With the Clemson paw print on both sides in orange. Remember they had the silver one there for a while?
Yeah, they had the silver, and didn't they have a white one, too?
Yeah. White jerseys with navy pants and headgear, navy and gold lettering and trim. Kind of Michigan-esque, isn't it, for Pleasant Ridge? Would you go there?
Yeah, Michigan, Clark.
Yeah. Everybody knows what those look like, right? Here we go. Tigers are going to be set to kick it away. Pleasant Ridge return men settling into their own 20-yard line, and here's the boot. It is going to angle to the near side, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 30 or the 25 on the fly. So that'll be some pretty good field position for Pleasant Ridge to begin their first possession of the second half. They'll get this all marked down and assessed. The young officiating crew has done a nice enough job tonight. When they've needed to, they've taken the time and made sure that they had everything ironed out, laid out, and we're moving right along. Let's see if the second half moves any more briskly than the first half did, because as we are ready for the first play of the second half, what time have you got over there? It's got to be like
8:35. About 25 minutes. Joseph's going to be making sure you're on cue.
Yeah. That's how he rolls. First snap, and it's an option. Pitch is going to go to the outside and pick it up about 5 yards, turning to the right and out of bounds into the Pleasant Ridge bench on the far side. That was a different play. Colton Potter with the carry, but I don't think we had seen that kind of a option pitch to the outside.
Yeah, speed option to the right. Matthew Worley along with Trenton Kimmy in on the stop for ACCHS, and they're going to say he actually stepped out after about a gain of 3, so it'll bring up 2nd and 7.
Receivers are going to go 2 to the left side, the wide side of the field. And this time it's going to be a QB keeper, and he is tripped up in a backfield, and a penalty marker sails at the line of scrimmage as a tackle made by Landon Brown.
Yeah, Landon Brown did a great job getting into the backfield, making the stop on the play for ACCHS, but we're going to see a holding against Pleasant Ridge.
Landon Brown, a 5'10", 150-pound senior who just rocketed back there. No one picked him up. Nobody saw him coming.
Tigers are going to back him up and make this 2nd and long. I probably would have been okay with 3rd and 8.
Yeah. 3rd and 8, 2nd and 16, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to go with that 2nd and 16, giving Rich an additional offensive opportunity. QB rolling left, looking. Now he's going to sprint to the edge and be pushed out of bounds along the near side of the 35-yard line.
Penalty on the far sideline.
Oh, wow. There it is, way over there, 55 yards to the other side of the point of tackle. We'll get this initial call. Illegal procedure, Pleasant Ridge. So for the Rams, second half not starting off like they would have hoped it might. A couple of penalties and going the wrong direction. We're only a half a minute into the third quarter. The stop the clock button is getting a workout today. So, that penalty will push the ball back yet further, and it will bring up now a 2nd down and about, I'm going to call that 21. How about that?
Got a broomstick so I can knock out that light bulb.
Too hot to grab now. The age of the incandescent bulb you thought was over with. Here's a wraparound sweep to the right side and more penalty markers. And is that how the second half is going to go?
Yeah, we're going to get a holding against the tight end right there. He hooked the defensive end for ACCHS, so another penalty. And you look across the way, head coach Logan Fritz just kind of beside himself, right? He just can't buy a break right now for his team.
Okay, we're 2nd down still, and we have had, what, our 3rd penalty three penalties, two downs, and we're less than a minute into the second half. 11:07 to go in the third. And the ball keeps going the wrong direction for Pleasant Ridge and the right direction for Atchison County as the penalty yardage continues to roll up. This thing is going to go down to the 15-yard line where it is going to bring up a second down and 30. A little handoff in the backfield and a gain of a yard or two. And it'll bring up a third down. And probably 27. But the clock is rolling now at 11:45.
Valley Falls, homecoming tonight, right?
Okay.
They're done. Halftime. Call it a game. 52-6 winners over Cornerstone.
Wow. Well, congratulations to the Dragons. Ooh. Homecoming tonight in Topeka, right?
Yeah.
Quarterback is back. Here's a pitch outside, cutting back against the grain. For the Tigers, they're going to make the tackle across the 20-yard line. That was a nice little run, picking up about 7 or 8 yards, but not enough. And I'll tell you what, right now for Pleasant Ridge, Coach Fritz, he's put out to the numbers.
Well,
he's coaching his team.
Look, and he's upset, and I kind of wondered if it didn't happen. He was looking for a face mask on the tackle, and I saw the head tuck quick as he went down. I'm guessing it was really more of just a hand across the opening.
Okay, Joseph is updating us with a little information that final at the halftime, Axtell defeats Blue Valley 68-6. And how timely is that? Because we had an opportunity to have time to visit with the pride of Axtell, Kansas.
Yeah, Peyton. And now we're going to see a timeout, Pleasant Ridge. The Ridge is going to use their first time out of the second half.
Yep, I might as well. Let's do it. We're taking a break, 9:20 to go. We're in the third quarter in Effingham. It remains Atchison County 20, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
We're back with you, and the punt away by Pleasant Ridge. And Gus, now for the second time tonight, we've had an official stop play for a ball that he thought was being fair caught.
And the return man said, I put my hand up to get rid of the glare, but he never moved it.
See,
in a
waving
motion, right? It was, maybe the first punt.
And now we've got a player who's lost a mouthpiece out somewhere in that tall grass. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. And now the officials having a powwow because that wasn't going to be a touchdown, but that was going to be kind of a nice little return for Atchison County off of that punt.
Yeah, I mean, inadvertent whistle is just going to kill the ball where it's at, and then you're going to play it. I mean, there's really not much you're going to be able to do to come back from that play.
The guy who's bringing the ball back was probably the most startled of the players out of the field because he thought he was running it back, and suddenly the play was blown to dead.
Yeah.
So there you go. Tigers are going to have it first and 10 and begin the first possession of the second half at their own 45-yard line. Great, great field position for ACCHS. Kieran Quarter. Here, hang on back. Kieran Quarter's coming in.
So So for ACCHS, they're going to have a first and 10 at their own 45. They're going to send two receivers to the right side, two to the left. Quarterback going to be in the gun. It's Bryson Lee. They're going to have the pistol behind him with Colton Myers. Quarterback long count. The snap over his head. It's going to roll back to the 30, and then he's going to be buried there. Big loss on the play and the tackle for Pleasant Ridge. Give that to Lucas Bine, and it will be the ball back to the 28-yard line. So a big loss on the play right there for ACCHS. So about a loss of 16 on the play. It'll bring up second and 26. So for ACCHS, they've had a few problems with that quarterback to center exchange, but typically it's come on a two-point conversion. Here we go. They're going to stay with the same formation on this second down, even though the box still says first. Quarterback going to fake the handoff. Now he's going to keep it, drive into the middle, and there's going to be nothing doing for him. Lucas, again, on the stop right there for Pleasant Ridge. A short gain up to the 30, marking past the 30-yard line. So it'll be a third down for the ECCHS Tigers. It'll be third and 24, but Joseph, we've got a player that's a little slow to get up, so we're going to have a timeout on the field. Timeout coming here in the third quarter of play with 8:22 left. It's ACCHS 20, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
As we come back to Effingham, Kansas, staff out on the field attending to a Tiger player. It looks to be cramping up a little bit out on the field. And we've seen a few players already with that same issue tonight. And the famous words of Patrick Hodapp, you got to start hydrating all week. Not just day of, start on Monday. So, ACCHS right now leading by 20. They're going to have it, and there'll be a third and long. It'll be about a third and 24. So while the game's going on, Atchison over in Topeka tonight at Summer Sports Complex. They are taking on the Scots of Highland Park. Pembroke Hill out of Missouri is going to be over at Schlegel Ruskin, Missouri at Wyandotte. Games around the Northeast Kansas League. Oskaloosa at Moore Hill Mount Academy. Jackson Heights at Horton. And Valley Heights will make the trip over to Winchester tomorrow afternoon. That'll be a Saturday game. And we've talked about it all night that tomorrow we're going to be up in the Oak Bowl from Peru, Nebraska. It'll be a night game as the Benedictine College Ravens, number 18 in the country, will be hosted by Peru State. We've got a fourth quarter score. Holton, 17. Chapman, 14. So Holton and Chapman are in the fourth quarter. We still got 8:22 left in the third of this thing. Kind of looking around for some other scores. Talked about Axtell over Blue Valley 68-6 tonight. In Valley Falls, it was homecoming. The Dragons ousted Cornerstone 52-6. Eureka West, leading Emporia tonight, 20-16. You've got some other games of interest. Eudora leads Piper 16-8 in the third quarter of that ball game. How about this? In the fourth quarter, Hiawatha leads Perry LeCompton 14-7 tonight. Baser Linwood right now leading Leavenworth 21-0. As third quarter score, we had Centralia and Troy in a 13-12 ball game. Now Centralia 19, Troy 12. The trainers get the player up for the Tigers and off the field, and they'll get him stretched out on the sideline. They'll bring up a third down for ACCHS, a third and long 24. The snap is back. They're going to turn, just hand it off straight ahead. And no real room for Kyrian Corder. Short gain on the play. It'll bring up a fourth down for the Tigers.
Gus, it is. Somebody told me once it is too late to hydrate.
Oh, man. We're just talking about that. The famous words of Patrick. I think you should be on like one of those informational posters that you hang up in a locker room, you know?
Like the big one where Uncle Sam wants you.
Right. You see Patrick just too late to
yeah.
The Tigers will punt the ball on a fair catch. This time, it really was a fair catch called by Devin Stoos. He's going to field it at the 35-yard line, and for Pleasant Ridge, they'll start this possession there. For Pleasant Ridge, they're looking just for something good to happen. Head coach Logan Fritz was just frustrated with that first possession of the second half, where it felt like every time they broke the huddle, they ended up with a penalty. For Pleasant Ridge, it's going to be Cooper Vine out there at quarterback. He's going to have a running back off to his left. The quarterback takes his snap, starts to roll out, looking down the field. He's going to fire on the run. He's got a man and overthrows him, but we've got a penalty marker down at the 42-yard line. And anytime a penalty marker is in that defensive secondary, you've got to think pass interference, maybe defensive holding.
I guess we've got to extend some thanks here tonight because a little bit short notice, but a few texts, a little convo later, and we got ourselves to get out here to ACCHS tonight. So many thanks to Activities Director Cy Wallish for helping put this all together. Appreciate him always being the most like helpful, cooperative guy. You, I don't care how far you go, not going to find one better than that. There we go. Wow. Clear back at the 45-yard line now.
So the quarterback will take the snap, run the option to the right side, looking for the corner, maybe gets it there, and a short gain on the play, but another penalty marker, and this one probably in the it's in the offensive backfield. It's probably a hold against Pleasant Ridge.
Pleasant Ridge committed a lot of holding calls.
The dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct against Pleasant Ridge. So count the play and then the penalty. It'll be second down.
So Pleasant Ridge, who needs to score? I mean, 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Yes, still that. But they trail 20-0. They need to generate some offense. Continuing to hurt yourself like this is just not getting where you got to get.
Yep. So after a nice run, you get the 15-yard penalty. So you're backed up and looking at a – it's not first, it's really second. Yeah, it's second down and 17.
Yeah.
The officials are making sure it really was a dead ball penalty. It's been an uphill battle all night. The officials now going to run over, check the ball, look over to the ACCHS sideline.
Well,
I'm not sure if they really got a pick. So it'll be in the gun. Quarterback takes the snap. He's going to quickly pitch it to the right side. No room there. The Tigers had it sniffed out from the start and hit on the stop right there. Was that Matt?
Yes, it was.
Matt Worley doing a great job coming up from that cornerback spot to make the hit on the play.
That was a nice job.
I'm still a little confused on is it second or is it third down?
Well.
So the quarterback's going to stay in the gun, has the running back off to the left side. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff, and he's going to do a keeper around the left side, and there's no room there. Tigers with a great defensive play. You're going to have the first guy over there, Landon Brown, the second guy, Ty Crossland. They're going to double up for a nice tackle right there. It'll bring up third down now for Pleasant Ridge. And Ridge, again, keeping with his up-tempo, and the problem with that is when things aren't going well, sometimes you just need to take a step back, slow it down, but not the case here. It'll be a third down and long for Pleasant Ridge. It's called third and 15. We're going to have trips to the right side. Quarterback in the gun. He'll take the snap. Drop back. Starts to roll to his right. He's looking downfield. He gets pressured. He's going to just heave one deep and in and out of the hands of the strong safety, Kieran Corder. Incomplete pass. It'll bring up now fourth down for the Rams. They were looking for Devin Stoops just on a straight nine route, but being guarded by his numerical counterpart, Kieran Corder. The incomplete pass will stop the clock with 5:56 left here in the third quarter of play. We might have our game done tomorrow and be halfway home, but this thing were to end.
With any luck at all.
So for Pleasant Ridge, they are going to line up looking to punt the ball away on fourth down here. They're going to send a man in motion. The punter takes it. And nice sidewinding kick. It'll bound at the 27, roll inside the 20, and die down at the 18-yard line. So that's where ACCHS will send their offense out to start this possession.
Talking about the crowd, it continues to be. Here, they're hanging on. Want to see how this one comes out. We've still got a long way to go. Just under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Atchison County leading 20-0 over Pleasant Ridge.
The Centralia 19, Troy 12. We're in the fourth quarter of that ballgame.
Got a little small town fall high school football where, you know, the folding chairs, you know, the lawn chairs are all being brought out and guys stand around the sides, taking it in. First down call, Tigers. They're going to run straight into the middle, bounce off a couple of players, and a nice run for ACCHS. And Tigers have Kieran Corder carrying that one.
And on the stop right there, Keston Walker.
Because we've already seen one player suffering some heat-related cramps and so forth, and we're going to see, I don't know, I'd be surprised we don't see a few more of that because it is just hot and steamy out here tonight. And with the way Kansas is hanging tough in this game with Coastal Carolina. Second down and about six. Quarterback sweeps left and going to be hit as he gets around the edge, picking up a couple, three more yards. Atchison County will look now at a third down four call.
Tackle over there for Pleasant Ridge is going to be made by number 25, Colton Potter. All right, Lance Leipold wins two. Like, put up a statue, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Might anyway, just by if they stay close in this game. Nationally ranked opponent, you know. Third down four.
There are a lot of people in the desert sweating bullets.
Oh, yeah. Two is more than one and a half, right?
I was thinking even just tonight's number.
Maybe? Yeah. I don't know the gap. Landon Brown is wide to the right side, and do we have a delay call?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't we?
I mean, the Tigers are in no hurry. They have been in no hurry through the course of the evening, and they continue to be in no hurry. But this time, being in no hurry costs you yardage deep in your own end. Just over 4 minutes ago in the third quarter, 20-0 Atchison County in front. Northeast Kansas League, high school football here in Kansas.
QB will keep it, boots right, gets a nice block, turns it up, 25, crossing the 30, and pulled down, getting to the 32, 33-yard line, but it's going to be an ACCHS first down, because troubling that in that is Bryson Lee coming up a little gimpy.
Yeah, he's pulling on that toe, so that tells you that he's probably starting to cramp up a little bit, right? Like, anytime you see that player bring that toe up and they're trying to lean forward and keep that calf stretched out, it's, I think cramping issues starting to come up for the Tigers. 3:48 left here in the third quarter. ACCHS up by 20.
Where do you get those muscle cramps in the calves or thighs? I mean, you can stretch them out maybe and get them to kind of loosen up, but they're never right.
No.
And it takes a couple of days for that to quit. Here's a straight ahead run and spinning forward Colton Myers for maybe a couple of yards, very little gained into the right side of the line. Make a Kieran Quarter. With that run. 6'1" senior. Tigers are Kevin. Tall. Aren't they? A quarterback, you're 6'1", your running back is 6'3", receivers at 6'1". I mean, they're.
Yeah, you look at the front line, you go 6', 5'8", but 5'10", 6'1". Yeah, the Tigers have pretty good size across the front. It'll be 2nd and 8 now for ACCHS.
2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Atchison County with a 3-touchdown lead. Snap back, drop it and pick it back up and run ahead and, boy, be right at the first down marker. The snap was back to Bryson Lee. Dropped it, picked it up, and then ran ahead. And they are going to spot him down, gosh, almost a full yard short of the first down. So for the home team, it'll be 3rd down and 1. Now the officials,
they're going to measure this. Why wouldn't they, right?
There's no hurry. I'll tell you what I'm really anxious to do, though, is to let everybody know that they're enjoying high school football here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Happy to be with you here from Tiger Stadium on the ACCHS campus. That's got to be a first down, isn't it, or not?
Sure it is.
Oh, yeah. There you go. 1st and 10. Tigers, they're going to have the ball at their own 42-yard line. 2.5 minutes to play, 3rd quarter. Nobody's done much here in the second half. Or does it just feel like it? Because we're, 8 minutes, 9 minutes in.
What about that? Highland Park raced out to a big lead on Atchison. Well,
is that
the Phoenix have now taken a 28-24 lead over the Scots.
I wonder how far that is. How much time there is yet to go down at Hummer. 1st and 10. ACCHS with the football at their own 42-yard line. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and Colton Myers will lean forward and hard man to bring down. He'll get up to the 45, pick it up 3. Here's the thing, because Colton Myers, as a defensive player, I'm watching him because as the snap gets closer, he leans further forward, and he is literally falling forward at the moment the ball gets in play. You notice that?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like one blink away from being in motion. And if you're a defender, you're watching him lean forward, you know, man, we got to be about ready to go here, right?
Yeah, I mean, a couple times I've watched him leaning forward, and I actually keep looking around for the penalty because, I mean, he is right on the cusp every time.
Yeah.
He's going to stay in there at 8 minutes to play in the third quarter of that Atchison Highland Park game.
Still got a ways to go. Quarterback run into by the running back, and he's going to sweep around and be grabbed by the shoulder and thrown to the ground for the loss of about 3 inside the 40-yard line.
That time on the stop, look at Vine. So a loss on the play. It'll bring up a 3rd down now for the Tigers, and we have 1 minute to play here in the third quarter.
See, for ACCHS, the problem with that play was you have a little collision in the background. You know, in the backfield, you had, a broken play almost. Centralia didn't have any trouble tonight.
Now, that thing was closed for a while, but then Centralia pulls out a 31-12 victory over Troy this evening.
So after that loss, it is a 3rd down and about, let's call it 13, from their own 39-yard line. ACCHS has got to get across midfield. QB, a very deep drop. Pulling up, firing deep. He's got a man wide open. Caught at the 25, and he dropped it. It was caught by Quarter. I guess I thought he was getting downfield, and then suddenly the ball just kind of fell out of his hands, and it was incomplete.
As soon as he kind of turned his head upfield, the ball just slipped a little further, and he couldn't quite hold on to it. Incomplete pass will bring up a fourth down now for ACCHS. But I love the play call right there. Every once in a while, you got to dial one up and keep everybody.
Yeah,
keep everybody in it.
Great call. Stretch the field a little bit. Gives everybody something to think about. And we're down to the last 20 seconds of the third. Tigers are going to be punting the football away. Pleasant Ridge return man at his own 25-yard line. And here's the kick. It is away from the return guy. And he's going to chase it down and pick it up at the 20-yard line. Get hit at the 25. And he's going to be down around the 27, 28-yard line. Pleasant Ridge is going to have an opportunity for a single play here in the third quarter. Still looking for the Rams to get something on the board. Tigers in front, 20-0, and here comes a Pleasant Ridge offense. Again, this will likely be the final play.
How about this? Hiawatha beat Fair La Compton tonight 21-7. Game's over and we aren't even to four.
All these games are finished. Here we go. Here come the Rams. First and at 10. Tigers got to get this last guy off the field before the snap. They do. Snap is high through the hands of the quarterback. He goes back, retrieves it, falls forward, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to do it. Opening or the third quarter is in the book here in Effingham. We'll be back to bring you the fourth. ACCHS 20, Pleasant Ridge, scoreless.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Hey, it's good to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. A couple of 1-0 teams meeting in week two of the season, and right now Atchison County continues to lead 20-0. That was our halftime score here in. That's our score as we go to the fourth quarter. Here in the final frame.
Fort Hill Mount Academy leading Oskaloosa tonight. 20-8.
Going to the fourth, it'll be Pleasant Ridge going from left to right.
Pictures of the scoreboard would probably be just as helpful.
Probably more. A little high snap. Quarterback hauls it down, hands it off, and a sweep to the right side is back to the line of scrimmage, but no gain. Tigers stretch it out nicely, and quarterback, also defensive back, Bryson Lee for the Tigers, makes a stop on Colton Potter. Ridge is looking now at a third down, and we're going to call it 10. It's just inside 10. So third down, 10, Rams. Wide to the left side is going to be Justin Johnson. They'll fill the slot to the left and coming wide to the right side. Single man to the backfield is Colton Potter. Quarterback is Cooper Buying. Rams just haven't been able to do anything against that Tiger defense today. Buying is rolling left, running out of space, gets across the line of scrimmage and pushed out of bounds into his Rams sideline across the way. He's going to get a good chunk of it, but it'll bring up still a fourth down at about 3.
Bryson Lee again on the stop right there. And after he makes the tackle, he gets up, reaches down, and tries to pull that toe up a little bit. The guy who's cramping up a little bit, and he's my quarterback, probably get him off the field a little bit.
Clock stops at the going out of bounds. There's been a lot of out of bounds and a lot of clock stops today. 11:10 left in the game.
The official's coming over to the near sideline, and I don't know if we're looking for a different football. He doesn't realize that they switched it out behind him.
Here we go. We're bringing another one. I don't know how many footballs we've got out on the field right now, but everybody gets one.
Where's Oprah at, right?
Fourth down, 5, and Pleasant Ridge, trailing by 20, will go for it from their own 35-yard line. Back to throw, buying, over the middle, caught for the first down across the 40-yard line. Evan Slapper with the catch. He did not extend the play beyond the reception, but it was enough to pick up the first and 10 as Bryson Lee making an immediate stop. But able to advance the chains, and Ridge will keep the drive alive.
We're going to get another player for Pleasant Ridge. Cramping up a little bit out there.
Again, very hot. We talked about it. It was mid-80s at kickoff. High humidity, no breeze. It's hot out there. And don't they normally take players off to help them out with this? But they're going to work on this guy's leg out on the field, and we're going to take a break, Joseph. Joseph, we'll burden you with it. You're a good man. 11 minutes to go in the game. Tigers 20, Rams scoreless.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Well, as Pleasant Ridge gets back to play, the pass over the middle by quarterback Cooper Buying is going to be a little bit short, and it is stepped in front of it. It is going to be intercepted by the Tigers. Justin Vassar comes up with the pick, and the Tigers are going to put their offense back on the field with 10:49 to go in the game. ACCHS leading 20-0, looking to secure the W here today. And now we're going to have another Pleasant Ridge timeout, Gus.
So for Pleasant Ridge, this is going to be their second timeout.
Yeah, they had one on the second or third play of the pass.
Yeah, very first drive, yep.
And they're going to take timeout number two right here. We're going to hang on to it a little bit. Second half has seen these two teams kind of jockeying a little bit for position, but the defenses have settled in. We've really not seen any yards gained by either team since intermission.
I mean, here in the second half, kind of gone back and forth, probably between the 30s, right? I mean, nobody's really threatened at all. Nobody's really taking the ball deep into another team's territory. With 10:49 left in the fourth quarter, ACCHS right now looking to go to 2-0 in the early going of this season.
Tigers have homecoming next week, is that right? Or what? Did I have that right?
ACCHS is going to be home with McLouth next week. So
there you go.
Next week, we are going to see these Rams again. Except we're going to be down in Easton with them, as they'll be hosting Morehill Mount Academy. So.
And MHMA, our last report, was out in front in their ball game. 10:49 to go. The crew here getting everybody out on the field, and here we go. It is Tiger football and more penalty markers and more illegal procedure against ACCHS. We've seen a lot of, you would think, game one of the season
errors by both teams. We've seen a lot of, you know, offsides. We've seen a lot of movement issues. Some very basic kind of things that I know these coaches are going to want to get ironed out sooner than later.
Yeah, you know, mental errors you expect to see in game one, but some of these might just have seen cleaned up a little more before the second game. But, again, as a coaching staff, it gives you something to work on.
Yeah, I think that they'll find things to work on. Second down, 15. Tigers motion right. QB draw. Straight ahead, drags the defender for two. It'll bring up now a third down and 13.
And on the stop right there, Andrew Jacobs for Pleasant Ridge.
Cooper Buying has done a nice job running the ball, or rather, the Tigers have done a nice job running the ball tonight. Again, we've not seen him do anything, nothing flashy. You know, very, very workmanlike, very blue-collar-like, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with either of those things. I've seen a lot of games won with teams doing that.
Used to see Peru State kind of play that type of football.
Used to do.
But I hear that's not exactly the case anymore.
I'm under that impression. We're going to know more tomorrow night when we're with Benedict and snap is back. Quarterback mishandles it, comes and picks it up, picks up 2 yards. It's third down 9.
Yeah, well,
that is the thing the Tigers are going to work on next week, is that exchange from the center to the quarterback. Because if we have seen, 40, 45 snaps tonight, I would say 20 to 25 of them have been bobbled.
Okay, let's talk about something real quick.
Sure.
As we look over here on the near sideline, Bryson Lee walks over to get the play call from head coach Alex Thornburg.
Yes.
You know how many extra 100 yards he's putting on himself by having to walk all the way over there tonight?
Right.
And, I mean, I kind of get why he's cramping up a little bit tonight.
Now, the ball's not even in the middle of the field. It is over on the far hash mark. So, you know, it's 30 yards each way. So that's an extra 60 yards every play. QB's back, makes a pitch. The ball's rolling around on the ground, and the Tigers extremely, extremely fortunate that it was corralled by one of their own, Kieran Corder. The ball didn't bounce away from him. And you know what? You're going to give a little credit. It's this beautiful field we talked about in the pregame. You know, how lush the grass is. The grass is lush. It's also tall. And that ball doesn't bounce around like it does on a closely cropped surface.
So the Tigers set up for another punt. And here we are at the 8:44 mark of the fourth quarter. And we have yet to see a score in the second half.
Here's Justin Johnson dropping back for the Rams. Snap is back. The boot is away again. It is high, not very deep, takes a huge ram bounce inside the 30 and inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. Pleasant Ridge is going to take over there. First and 10 of their own 22. We're at 8:25 to play in the game with the Tigers in front at a 20-0 clip.
Sabetha beating Riverside tonight 42-0.
We're early in the season, but you can start to get a feel for the teams that are, the teams to beat. Now, Pleasant Ridge coming out over the ball. Nobody's in any rush here tonight. The officials who would normally help keep the tempo of the game up are not. Quarterback is back to throw for Ridge. Pressure's on. He's going to be hit. He's going to be drugged down. There's going to be a nice sack on the play for the ACCHS defense. And for the Tigers, how about the big left defensive tackle, Canyon Tall. Nice job. He did the beauty in that one was he never gave up on that play. He kept after him, and he kept after him.
Yeah, Canyon did a great job of just chasing that ball down from behind. He broke through his blocker, the right tackle right there, and was able to get a hold of the quarterback, drag him down for a loss on the play. It'll bring up a second and 13.
Yeah, 7:45 to go in the ballgame. Tigers in front, 20-0. Snap back, it's a face mask. The handoff is going to the left side, hit the backfield, break it away, getting across the original line of scrimmage and picking up about 4 or 5 more for a total of about 8 yards gained for Colton Potter. He did a nice job of keeping his balance as he kept moving forward and giving Pleasant Ridge an opportunity here on a third down 5 to keep this drive moving.
Jackson Height going to knock off Horton tonight. 48-7.
Are there been any really, really close games yet? that we've seen?
Not tonight.
Snaps back, and it's rolling around, and the Tigers are going to pick it up at the 5-yard line and go into the end zone. No, they're going to stop him at the 4-yard line.
At time, Colton Myers scooped the ball up, and he was looking for a scoop and score of his own, but no luck. It'll bring up a first and goal for the Tigers at the, where are they going to mark this, the 4? Yeah, let's call it the 4-yard line. First and goal, ACCHS.
Tiger defense is telling the offense, hey, we've scored almost as many as you have tonight. They nearly tied right there with their second TD. It is first and goal, 4 yards out, Atchison County. 6:50 to play here this evening. Here come the Tigers and Bryson Lee. Question, is it Lee or is it Myers? That's really the only question.
The only question here.
Yeah. I say, it's the quarterback keeps it. Nope, they're going to hand off. Running back tries the right side following his guard, and he needed about 4. He got half of that. It'll pick up a second and goal from about 2 yards away. Wait a minute. Is there a fumble in the middle? And Pleasant Ridge is taking this thing back. The handoff into the right side, and as he was pushing and twisting for additional yardage, Colton had the ball knocked free, and Pleasant Ridge is able to come away with it and stop the Tigers from adding to their score. ACCHS shuffling in a couple of fresh young guys maybe here toward the end of the game. The snap is back. Pleasant Ridge operating out of their own end zone. We'll go to the left side. And that was a great open field tackle. Colton Potter trying to get around the outside, and we just have a couple of guys slow to climb to their feet again. A couple of guys for Pleasant Ridge having issues with muscle cramps. Stop of the game here at 6.5 minutes left. The Oak Bowl. We've never seen it. It's really scenic, picturesque, natural amphitheater type of setting and on the campus of Peru State in Peru, Nebraska. Seating on one side, multi-million-dollar state-supported revenue renovation in the course of the last, you know, handful of years. They've redone the seating. They've redone the media facility on top. They've redone the surface. It used to be mud, water running down. You're standing in water, and it was miserable.
Oh, I'd say probably my sophomore year. We played over there in a muddy game. It just rained all day. There was a creek that ran behind you.
On the east side, yeah.
It came up, and by the end of the game, your cleats were in water.
So nice.
I was just waiting for the time when I saw, you know, like a fish just, you know, swim by me.
So, but that is no longer the case, is that that place is gorgeous. It has got turf.
It's like a multi-million dollar retaining wall over there on
yeah.
that side
oh.
now.
Nice retaining wall to hold that hillside back. And one thing that I have never seen in all of these many years, the lights. We're going to go. We're going to go see what kind of lights that the citizens of Nebraska purchased.
Can I tell you though? I prefer Peru State to be about a month later in the season.
Where the trees are
coming. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of the more picturesque stadiums.
And it is the Oak Bowl, as on both sides, and even on the south end. The stadium is surrounded, you know, with a forest, practically. Other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference tomorrow. How about this? There's going to be a noon game. Baker at Grandview.
Learn a lot tomorrow.
We're going to know many things about many things after that game. That's the first win of the day. 1 o'clock games have Central Methodist traveling to Clark. Sorry. Missouri Valley goes to Graceland. Valley gets another W. How's that? And then 6 o'clock games. Evangel at Culver Stockton. Mid-America at William Penn. As Penn has another night game at home. And, of course, then our game, Benedict and Peru State. So full slate of football action tomorrow in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. All right. After all of that business, here comes Pleasant Ridge. Second down at about 11. The ball's loose. It's rolling around in the end zone. And is this a safety? The tackle is in the end zone. It is, in fact, a safety. The snapback was not real great. Quarterback scrambling around trying to corral the ball and give Canyon Tull the credit for the tackle. So you get credit for the safety?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yep. Canyon Tull with not only a sack, but now a safety sack. Having a real good fourth quarter.
And that will have the free kick coming up. 6:25 to go in the game. It is now 22-0. ACCHS. Tigers.
That's our first point of the second half.
Tigers are going to go to 2-0 on the season. There's a lot of ways to start a season, but there are none better than 2-0. And then again for ACCHS. Did you say it's homecoming next week? Is it homecoming next week or something? Yeah, that's what I thought. So for the Tigers, getting McLaughlin here next week.
And for McLaughlin, that'll be their first game of the season.
Yes. All right. Kick return unit will come out on the field. And it's 6:25 to go in the game. Is this something, this is probably not, as a player, this is probably not something that in practice you really work on a lot, the free kick after you have given up a safety, right? So if your coach is over there, like, 10 to 11 guys.
Yeah, I don't think I ever remember having covered this.
Yeah, as a special teams unit, probably not something that you really, really, really work on a whole lot. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We've got 11 guys on the Tiger return team, but Pleasant Ridge is nowhere near ready to come back out. Here they come.
The problem was Pleasant Ridge a little confused because the officials walked down to the, what would that be, the east end zone for this kick. And we forgot that, it's not kicking from the east. It's kicking from the west.
Right. You're kicking from the west because you're kicking back again to the Tigers. Most of the time, you're going to find teams who punt the football away. But Pleasant Ridge is going to tee this thing up. And here we go. After the safety that gives the Tigers a 22-0 lead, here's the onside kick. It is high. It is short. It is going to be fair caught. And Atchison County is going to begin this possession at the 37-yard line of the Rams. That was very alertly and well covered by Atchison County and taken by Trenton Kimmy. Tigers will bring the offense back out. 6:10 to go. Trying to get keep an eye on some of our other scores that we'll be updating for you.
Everything else is over. I'm looking for that Atchison score. Joseph has, like, this magical touch, and next thing you know, like, it just appears.
Joseph knows people. I mean, it's as simple as that. Here's a run by Quarter for the Tigers for, a couple of yards.
So you're telling me that little crystal ball isn't what he uses? Because I saw that thing sitting in the corner of the studio the other day. I didn't know exactly what they use that thing for.
Here's the thing. When you see Joseph walk in, you think that he's, like, going bowling after. That's not what's in that bag. It's the crystal ball. Yeah, it looks like a bowling bag. It's Joseph's crystal ball. very mystical. I don't really understand. I don't ask a lot of questions. We're down to 5.5 to go in the ball game. Second down, half a dozen Tigers. Here's a little pitch play. Kieran Quarter will work to the right side, gets the edge, then is somehow caught from behind. Ultimately, stopping him for a loss of three, but most importantly, stopping him in the field of play. And again, you'd think the coaches would be, reminding their players, hey guys, just keep it in the field.
So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 2?
Yeah, and we are inside now. 5 minutes to go in the game. 22-0 Atchison County in front. Landon Brown, wide to the right side. Slot right is going to be Quarter. We're going to have a wing to the left side for Atchison County. New man in the ball game. Single running back at the backfield. The ball pops out again from the quarterback's hands. There's a big scrum for the loose football around the 32-yard line. And as they unstack it, Tigers are going to come off the bottom of the pile with the ball. And We're going to keep this alive.
For ECCHS, coming off the bottom of the stack with the football, Easton Schlesbaum. Easton, a 5'9", 155-pound freshman out there.
Saw his grandparents before the ball game. We had a chance to chat with them. Grandparents, uncles, you know, just the family thing that is football. Look at that.
Right on cue. The Atchison Phoenix now leading over Highland Park 35-24 with 3 minutes left in the 51.
Yeah. Fourth down, 5, and Tigers not sure just what they're going to want to do, taking their first timeout of the second half. We're going to take a break. Joseph, bail us out. 3:52 to go. We're approaching the end of this one. It's been all ACCHS all night. Tigers 22, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
All right, Tigers have a fourth down and 5, but unlike Canadian football, you cannot be running toward the XFL. You cannot be running toward the line of scrimmage when the ball is snapped. That fourth and 5 is now fourth and 10.
Wasn't that arena football where you had
to... when you can have one guy running for
drop, and then he was running and advancing towards the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped. ACCHS using their first time out of the second half.
So here we go. Tigers are going to have it now. At the 37-yard line, it is fourth down 10, ACCHS in Pleasant Ridge territory. QB waiting for the snap. Motion will come. He will hand off to the motion man. The little sweep to the left is going to be good for about 3, possibly even 4 yards on a good generous spot. And the ball will come back to Pleasant Ridge on the exchange on downs. 3:45 to play. This will probably be, I think that's in all fairness, the final offensive possession of the game for Pleasant Ridge and their last chance to get that zero off the board.
Yeah, there's probably some truth to that.
Again, if the Tigers were able to get their hands back on that football, you'd think that they would get very conservative and just run this thing out and call it
special
a win.
Pleasant Ridge has used 2 of the 3 timeouts.
Here's Cooper Bying. Nice snap. Starts left, cuts right, goes across the grain. Nicely done, picking up about a half a dozen, coming up just short of the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a gain up to the 39, and now we've got another player cramped up and on the ground. His teammates are trying to stretch him out a little bit.
Canyon Toll on the tackle for that last one.
And that is going to be Bying, and he's going to jog off and exit the game, so we're going to have a new QB in here. Goes for Ridge. Officials are getting things lined out. Okay, we've got Colton Potter. He's going to kind of go wildcat here. Takes a snap, hands off running back, goes left side, crosses the 40. That was a nice little run for Pleasant Ridge and carrying the ball there. That's Lucas, the sophomore, Lucas Bying. Oh, are you going to reuse this next week?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You can just fill in that pencil mark. Third down and 2. Wing to the right, receivers to the right.
wraparound handoff and short of the first down by about a half a yard. Carrying the ball again, Lucas Buying. Landon Brown, the Tiger tackler, 5'10" senior. Oh, they're going to give him a first down. That thing looked to me like it's over half a yard short, but it really doesn't matter with 2.5 minutes to play.
Are you worried about it?
Not for a minute.
Bring those sticks.
I'm tickled beyond measure. Quarterback will, on a little delay draw, will run. Now bounce outside and almost breaks away, but it's going to be tackled about the ankles after picking up 2 yards on what looked like it was going to be the loss of 6 or 7. So, nicely run. It'll bring up a 2nd down, 7. How about Ty Crossland? He's had a good night tonight, too, for ACCHS. Made some big plays.
Yeah, Ty Crossland playing that cornerback position. Hasn't had to drop back into coverage a whole lot, but he has come up and made some real nice tackles at the corners.
Does it reach 2nd down, 8 call? QB will take it. Wraps around, now pulls it back, runs it himself, gets up to midfield. He'll get 5 on the 2nd down carry. And as we're inside, 2 minutes of play, the tackle by Bryson Lee, but that's Pleasant Ridge. A little reinvigorated here, moving the ball, but they're out of time. Minute and a half left. 22-0, Tigers in front. Again, I would have thought Pleasant Ridge might have hustled up here a little bit, although they do go with no huddle. They've done that all night. Now the snap is back. It's over the quarterback's head. He goes back, and that's a smart play.
Yeah.
Just jump on the ball, cover it up. I mean, your stats are going to get hurt. You're going to lose a dozen yards on the effort. However, you'll maintain possession. And what was there, a great football movie where one of the coaches says you live to fight another day?
Something like that, right? So it'll bring up a 4th down. For Pleasant Ridge, and
yeah.
Again, you just leave the offense out here.
Yeah, like 16 to go back in inside the 40-yard line. 40 seconds left in the contest. Quarterback rolls right. He's in trouble. Hit as he releases the ball. What a play by Bryson Lee defensively.
Yeah, Bryson Lee comes off the edge untouched and lit up. Cooper Vine.
So the Tigers are going to come out here, they're going to snap it, they're going to fall on it, and they're going to go to 2-0 here tonight. How's that?
And then turn their sights to homecoming with McLeod coming in next Friday evening in 4. Pleasant Ridge? You're going to fall to 1-1? But
it might even be homecoming for them next week. We'll find out.
Get to go home and play host to Morehill Mount Academy next Friday night. That will be our... At this moment, Game on K Radio.
Yeah.
I say at this moment because things change so quickly anymore.
I'll get a hold of Lucas Monday, and I think it'll all be just fine.
Coming
Tigers
into the game.
Tigers getting appropriate personnel in here for this last snap.
Ravens, it's going to be Tyler McCray into the ball game. You're just going to see Carter Page check in, and there's a snap in the knee.
In the diamond formation, the Tigers take the win. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Final score tonight in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS 22, Pleasant Ridge nothing. We'll return right after this.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
All of us at Exchange Bank are proud to live in a community like Atchison, in a county where patriotism is alive and well. It's what bonds citizens together, regardless of other distinctions. We are forever indebted to the men and women for protecting our life and liberty. We honor those who gave their lives for their country and have compassion for those who lost loved ones in the tragic events of September 11th. Exchange Bank and Trust, equal housing lender, member FDIC, proud to be American.
Yeah, that's good. Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where tonight ACCHS moves to 2-0 as they knock off previously undefeated Pleasant Ridge. And because Atchison County is off to a really, really nice start
in 2021.
Yeah, ECCHS with a couple wins early on in the season, knocking off Horton, beating Pleasant Ridge here tonight and next week. We talked about moments ago, they're going to be home for homecoming against McLeod with a chance to go to 3-0. Right now, this Tiger team starting to click a little bit and put the pieces together. You got to be really excited with how ACCHS has looked. If you flip the script and you talk about Pleasant Ridge, they came into this ballgame 1-0, lost this game, really struggled to get any kind of identity going on offense. And when it's all said and done, I think Pleasant Ridge probably goes back to the drawing board and then will hit the reset button for next week because they've got a really good opponent coming to their place next Friday evening.
Yep, no question about it. Quickly for the Tigers. Bryson Lee, big night tonight. A 9-yard touchdown pass to Kieran Corder, a 13-yard touchdown pass to Kieran Corder, and then Kieran, a 20-yard scoop and score. That was a Tiger first half scoring, and that was all I needed. Went into the locker room leading at 20-0, took a safety in the second half, and that was the scoring in the ballgame, 22-0, Atchison County. Tomorrow, Benedictine College football on K-Radio pregame at 5:30, the kickoff. From Peru, Nebraska at 6, Benedictine and Peru State. We encourage you to join us for that one here on CARE. Thanks so much for being here this evening. Until we greet you tomorrow. Again, Tigers win it tonight 22-0 for Joseph, our producer engineer in the CARE studio. For Gus Counts, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.